This is the Storm Radio Network on the Breeze 94.5 FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. He moves in with a burst of speed, a shot to this, rebound shot, scores! Brad Scherhorn, there's the power on the power play. 1-0 Storm, rebound shot, scores! Soren Johnson, second of the night. A tisk and a task at the biscuit from the basket. Soren Johnson lighting it up, his fourth of the season. Kenny Brooks moving in through the slot. Skates in, little teak move, comes in, stop, scores! Truth, you can't handle the truth. Kenny Brooks, 3-0 Storm. And that looks to center out, front shot, scores! Tie game! Out in front, it's Nick Lappin. Now taking it by Sharon, stretched ahead. Here's Johnson breaking in. All alone, moves in with a shot, scores! Soren Johnson, goal number 2! It's 2-1 Storm! Zoom, zoom, sweep of the broom! Giving off to Scherhorn. Scherhorn sneaks in with a shot, scores! What a goal! 2-0 Storm! He put the mouse inside the hole before the cat can snatch it! 2-0 Storm!
This is the Storm Radio Network on the Breeze 94.5 FM.
Let's set up tonight's broadcast with the voice of the Storm, Skip Berry.
And a pleasant good evening and happy hockey, everyone. Skip Berry indeed from the Mystique Ice Center in Dubuque, Iowa, where last Saturday night here at the Mystique Ice Center, it was the presentation of the Clark Cup. That trophy is still in the building, and it's in the shadows of tonight's matchup between the Tri-City Storm and the Dubuque Fighting Saints. The Storm coming tonight, coming off a win last Friday night against the Sioux City Musketeers, defeating them 1-0. Dubuque, on the other hand, starting off the season with a loss to the Green Bay Gamblers last Saturday night on their banner trophy night, doing so losing 3-2 with a last-second goal against the Gamblers that, of course, would propel the Gamblers to victory. Dubuque is looking for a victory here tonight in front of their home faithful. The Storm would like to disrupt that and, more importantly, try to find a way to knock off one of the top teams overall in all of the United States Hockey League. When we come back, we'll set tonight's Viero Wireless pregame show next, right here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings.
We all make bad choices in life. Eating Aunt Betty's latest meatloaf recipe, jumping a new bike over a flimsy plywood ramp, or picking up a hitchhiker in a bright orange jumpsuit. We can't help you with a lot of bad decisions, but Viero Wireless can help you make the smart choice in smartphones. Right now, buy one BlackBerry Curve or Motorola XT720 Android smartphone and get another of the same model free. But supplies are limited, so hitch a ride to Viero Wireless, where the smart choice is your choice. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
If you've ever taken ephedrine products to lose weight, listen up. The results are in, and CTS360 is now considered the strongest, most aggressive fat-burning system since ephedrine.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Stout. CTS360 was designed to be a strong and safe weight loss product that mimics ephedrine without the negative side effects. If you're ready for a change, stop by a Complete Nutrition and ask for the safest, strongest, most aggressive fat-burning system on the market today, CTS360. Take it from me. I lost over half my body fat after having a baby. I know how losing weight totally changes your life.
Get the doctor-recommended strongest, most aggressive fat-burning system on the market today, CTS360. Available exclusively at Complete Nutrition. If you lose an excessive amount of weight in your first 10 days of use, please contact your consultant to adjust your plan.
Complete Nutrition is located north of 39th Street on 2nd Avenue in Kearney and one block south of Conestoga Mall on Allen Drive in Grand Island. Look better, feel better, perform better. Complete Nutrition of Kearney and Grand Island.
Complete Nutrition.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punch, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find their lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
This is the Viero Wireless pregame show.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Berry.
And welcome, everybody, to the Viero Wireless pregame show. Viero Wireless, official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and the Viero Event Center. You can check them out at the Viero Event Center, the Viero Wireless store, and you can do so next Saturday night when the Storm hosts the Chicago Steel on Pink in the Rink night. You're not going to want to miss this. Pink ice, as well as an opportunity to support the Storm's effort to fight against breast cancer. That comes up next Saturday from the Vero Event Center. So check out the Vero Wireless store right at the Vero Event Center. Just a second. We'll get here on the Vero Wireless pregame show, the complete nutrition game comparisons. Tonight's Applebee's Coach's Corner, where we will be joined by the head coach and general manager of this Tri-City Storm, Drew Shenick, in just a bit. We'll also get to tonight's goalie matchup, the lines for tonight's game, the Burger King lineups for tonight's game, as well as the New West keys to victory. All that coming up here in just a bit. We'll take a look out throughout the night at the Midway Auto Group scoreboard as well. Now, we begin tonight looking at tonight's complete nutrition game comparison, supplying the Tri-City Storm once again this season with nutrition products. Complete Nutrition is located north of 39th Street on 2nd Avenue in Kearney and one block south of Conestoga Mall on Allen Drive in Grand Island. Look better, feel better, perform better. Complete Nutrition of Kearney and Grand Island. And we start tonight with the visiting team. The Tri-City Storm would come in tonight with their first road game of the year. The Storm, special teams-wise, coming in tonight after going 1-0-0 and beating Sioux City 1-0 last Friday night. Storm are 0-7 on the power play right now, but they are 100% the best penalty kill right now in the USHL at 6-6 in the penalty kill department. The Storm right now averaging 22 penalty minutes per game, with 22 penalty minutes in the first game, as the Storm, of course, also allowed two penalty shots. And Phoenix Copley not only doing his job overall for the night with 26 saves, but made two extra saves on penalty shots, and that would earn him the co-goalie of the week in the United States Hockey League. Now, the Tri-City Storm, when they score first, they are now 1-0-0. Dubuque, on the other hand, we take a look at them. They did not score the first goal, and now they are 0-1-0 as they lost to Green Bay last Saturday. They are 0-1-0, of course, on home ice. Their power play, 1-6 last Saturday night. Their penalty kill, 5-6, 83.3%. That's 10th right now in the USHL, as we've only played one game into the season. But having 17 penalty minutes last week, Dubuque, listen to this, they had 32 shots on goal, and they only allowed 17 shots on goal. However, they gave up three goals in those 17 shots. This is a Dubuque Fighting Saints team that certainly knows how to get shots to and from the net. There you go. There's tonight's complete nutrition game comparisons, as we will take a look at now tonight's Applebee's Coach's Corner. Open till midnight, 56th Street and 2nd Avenue. Applebee's, there's no place like the neighborhood. Tonight, joined once again by the head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, Drew Shenick.
Coach, taking a look at tonight's game against the Dubuque Fighting Saints. This is a team, of course, not only are they the defending Clark Cup champions, but they come in with the highest expectations in the league, and they're off to a 0-1-0 start, while your team, with maybe limited expectations, off to a 1-0-0 start. So tonight, it is a game where you know Dubuque's going to want to try to get that first win of the season. And of course, you have a club right now trying to find out who they are throughout the beginning part of this season to try to get into a playoff berth by the end of it. So I guess just talk about the start of this hockey game, how important it is for your guys to come out here on the road to try to establish some sort of game plan early on against Dubuque.
Well, you know, I mean, that's really what it is. This is our first road game. We have to establish what kind of team we're going to be on the road here. And, you know, fortunately or unfortunately, I guess depending upon how you look at it, we draw Dubuque with our first road game. So it doesn't get any easier for our guys. But, you know, at the same token, we saw these guys a couple weeks ago. They're a hardworking team. It'll be a great test for us. We got our first win under our belt. You know, the guys are feeling good. But again, we'll see how that translates here tonight with the kind of effort we get here.
Coach, taking a look at your goaltender here, of course, you had a goalie that was named the co-goalie of the week, and he started off the season maybe kind of how he played throughout the preseason, a very good, solid effort in net. He's going to be tested, though, quite a bit against Dubuque. We saw that in the preseason against this club already. How do you think your goalie is going to be the second time around, knowing what kind of team this is?
Well, you know what? I think Phoenix prepares, no matter who he's playing, he prepares the same, just based on, you know, watching him and how he reacts to different things. And, you know, he's a guy that wants to win each and every night. And I think he does a good job of getting himself ready to play and doing things the right way for it. And, you know, it's a situation where, yeah, he's seen him. But, you know, our guys have to do the job in front of him, too. We have to make the pucks easily seen for him. We have to, you know, clear the rebounds. I think if we do that, Phoenix will, you know, do the rest.
Again, the head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, Drew Shenick, with me here on the Applebee's Coach's Corner. And Coach, the very best player in the league, arguably, you're going up against here tonight. He is a guy that has an effect, kind of like Jaden Schwartz did on the team a couple of years ago. He's a guy that's a very big body down low and very tough to handle overall. What do you tell your defense against a guy of his caliber?
Well, the biggest thing is you got to take away time and space. You know, the more space you give players like Juergensen's or Jaden Schwartz, the more time they're going to have to hurt you. So, you know, again, we have to play him straight up. We have to be in his face. Every time he touches the puck, you know, he's got to have a stick or a body on him. And if you do that, you know, the frustration level will start to rise for him. And again, yeah, I mean, you don't want to just sit there and key on one guy because they've got a lot of guys in this lineup here that can hurt you. But, you know, again, you want to make sure you're aware of when he's out there and when he is, that you're doing the job.
And coach, looking at the Dubuque Fighting Saints so far, they've had a lot of shots through preseason and, of course, so far here in the regular season. But this is a team that has not been able to score a lot of goals with that amount of shots. Is that kind of their Achilles heel, in your opinion? Just they are not able to finish as of right now. And does that bode well for your guys going into tonight's matchup?
Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, again, they've got, you know, lots of returning guys up front that, you know, weren't their scorers last year. You know, obviously the Juergensen's was one of them, but, you know, they're missing Saponary and they're missing the Goudreau boy that did a lot of their damage up front. So, you know, once their guys figured out, much like our guys, that how to score at this level and what it kind of takes, you know, I think you'll see them take off, and hopefully that's not here tonight. But, you know, again, they're finding their way here a little bit with some of their, you know, returning guys and get them getting more ice time. So I would suspect that, you know, the snake bite that's on them right now probably won't last, and hopefully it just lasts for another 60 minutes here.
Again, the head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, Drew Shenick. Coach, taking a look at the Dubuque Fighting Saints, the last time you played, as that is all we can really base off, it was tough to get out of your zone against the Fighting Saints. I guess, how do you guys make that adjustment to get out of the zone and alleviate some of that pressure that they can bring with their forwards?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, we've got to get back to pucks quick. You know, once they dump the puck, we've got to get back. We've got to be able to get our face off the glass to make an informed play. The other thing is we have to bring our wingers back a little bit further. I think in the preseason game, we were caught not coming back, not being a very good option. The further you get away from the puck, the harder it is to make a play and get the thing out. So, you know, our wingers have to do a real good job of coming back and getting things out and being an option for our D. And worst case scenario, D just have to recognize the situation. If there is no play, it's just off the glass and we'll go get it. So, you know, again, we have to play a little bit better of a team game in that respect. And hopefully, you know, over the last week and a half here, we've had a chance to work on that, and hopefully it pays off.
Finally, Coach, you have Tyler Amberge. He's going to make his debut at the Tri-City Storm tonight. What things do you tell him before the game? Because I'm sure emotions will play a factor in the way he plays. It could be a good thing or a bad thing, depending on how he goes into tonight's game. What things do you try to say to him early just to kind of get him going early, especially against his former club?
Well, I think the biggest thing for Tyler and all our guys is just to keep the game simple. You know, we're not here. We don't have to impress any of our home fans. We don't have to try and do too much. It's, you know, keep the game in front of you. You know, don't worry about what the other team's doing. Just worry about your own game. Keep it simple and work as hard as you can. You do that, you know, generally you'll have a good game.
Again, he is the head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, Drew Shenick, with me here on the Applebee's Coaches Corner, open till midnight, 56th Street and 2nd Avenue. Applebee's, there's no place like the neighborhood. Coach, as always, appreciate your time. Best of luck here tonight against the defending Clark Cup champs.
All right, thanks, Kip.
Moving along here as we continue to try to look at tonight's matchup. We'll start with the goalie matchup here tonight. It is a good one as the, well, defending Clark Cup champion goalie, Matt Morris, will once again get the start in net. And, of course, he made the all-rookie team last year, and he'll get the nod in net with a 82.4 save percentage. His goals against 3.01 after one game against the Green Bay Gamblers, again allowing 3 goals and 17 shots last Saturday night to Green Bay. Now taking a look at the starting lineup for the Tri-City Storm, and, well, taking a look at first starting in net, Phoenix Copley, the co-Reebok goalie of the week last week in the United States Hockey League. He'll get the start again in net with Trevor Gorsuch, his backup. Take a look at the rest of the lineups here tonight on the Burger King lineups for the hockey game. Burger King, of course, a new sponsor here on the evening. And you can, of course, hear more about how you can enjoy a Whopper at Burger King right here on the Storm Radio Network. Taking a look at the defense here tonight, it will be for the Storm. On defense to start things off, Greg Johnson with Tyler Amberge. They'll be the second pairing, but they'll get the start here on the ice tonight, while Josh McArdle and Brian Sins will be the top pairing. They'll be paired together, and John Roboski along with J.D. Peterson, the third pairing here tonight. Up front for the Tri-City Storm, they'll go out with the top line and the starting line of Tim Bonner centering that line with Davey Middleton and Brad Shearhorn. On the second line will be Soren Janssen with Michael Vecchione and Thomas Nykop. The third line tonight for the Storm, Nick Lappin with Kenny Brooks and Hakee Liedis on the wings. It'll be Sean Murphy centering the fourth line with Andrew Durantes and Tim Lappin. Out of the lineup here tonight for the Storm, a scratch for the Storm. Trevor Moore also injured is Dalton Spicer, as well as on the IR, Dylan Maller for the Storm. Take a look at the rest of the lineups here for the Dubuque Fighting Saints. Backing up Matt Morris, it'll be Gabe and Tony on defense to get the start. The third pairing, Mike Downing along with Kyle McKenzie. The first pairing, though, here tonight for Dubuque, it'll be Teddy Doherty along with Matt Cato. And then the outstanding NHL prospect defenseman on the second pairing, Mike Matheson with Jake Downing. For the Dubuque Fighting Saints up front, they're going to go with Zimgus Gergensons on that top line with Gerard Hansen and Max Gardner. The talented left winger, Max Gardner, of course, left the University of Minnesota after playing last season 17 games. He was drafted, though, by the St. Louis Blues in 2010, same year that Jaden Schwartz was drafted 14th overall. Well, Max Gardner was drafted in the third round, 74th overall, of course, out of Minnetonka High School in Minnesota. But he'll be the top left winger there with Zimgus Gergensons and Gerard Hansen. The second line will get the start, however, for Dubuque. It'll be Tyler Lundy with Lawrence Cornelier and TJ Moore. The third line tonight will be Shane Sooth with Eric Freshy and Shane Walsh for the Fighting Saints. While the fourth line, Kenny Matheson, the brother of course, Mike Matheson, he'll get the fourth line duties to be at center with Ryan Ciro and Kevin Morris on the wings. By the way, interesting note here, of course, the Dohertys and also that of the, believe it is, the Dohertys and the Morrises are not brothers, but they have the same, of course, last name. You got John Doherty, who's out of the lineup tonight, along with Matt Uso and Elliot Grurier. Those three are out of the lineup, but John Doherty and, of course, the other Doherty being the defenseman, Teddy Doherty, are not brothers. And then, of course, Matt Morris and Kevin Morris and Matt Morris are not brothers. However, the Downings, Mike and Jake Downing, are brothers. And then, of course, Kenny Matheson and Mike Matheson. So there are four sets of similar last names on this Dubuque Fighting Saints team. This will be very confusing throughout the night, I'm sure. I'm sure it's been as confusing for my counterpart, my colleague for Dubuque, that of Patrick Murray. So needless to say, there you go. There's tonight's Burger King Lions for the hockey game. We'll get to the new West keys to victory here in just a second. Before we do that, let's take a look at the Midway Auto Group scoreboard update with games going on here tonight. You can check them out online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway. And going on right now, Team USA's under-17 national team hosting the Indiana Ice. It is 1-0 right now in the second period with 13 minutes to go there in that second period. And taking a look at some games coming up here tonight. It will be Green Bay hosting the Des Moines Buccaneers. Des Moines, of course, hosting the Storm tomorrow night at Buccaneer Arena in Urbandale, Iowa. It'll be Dubuque hosting, of course, the Storm here tonight in just a few. Cedar Rapids will host Muskegon. Muskegon plays their first game of the year tonight on the road. It'll be Omaha hosting the Fargo Force at the Omaha Civic Auditorium. And at the Icebox in Lincoln, it'll be the Lincoln Stars hosting the Waterloo Blackhawks. Now the Chicago Steel, by the way, already have a win on the year. They're going to be hosting the Youngstown Phantoms here tonight. Those are the games going around the United States Hockey League. We'll keep an eye on them on that Midway Auto Group scoreboard update coming up a little bit later. And the Central Hydraulic first and second intermission report. Also coming up on the first and second intermission report, we'll have thoughts after one. My guest here tonight will be a bit of a homecoming for another person. It'll be Josh Howgie. He'll be coming back to Dubuque here for the first time tonight. We're going to talk to him going into tonight's game. What his thoughts were, that's coming up on Thoughts After One. And on Inside the Booth here tonight, we'll be talking with Director of Hockey Operations for the defending Clark Cup champions, the Dubuque Fighting Saints, Adam Nicoletti. He'll be my guest here coming up on Inside the Booth on the Central Hydraulics second division report. Also coming up later on the Old Chicago postgame show, it will be the Storm assistant coach, Eric Fink. All that coming up throughout the evening here. And, of course, we'll keep an eye on everything as we get going here in just a few. They're going to get to the starting lines. That gives us a chance right now to get into tonight's New West Keys to Victory. New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West for the athlete in all of us. And tonight, the three keys for the Tri-City Storm. You got to limit your turnovers if you're the Tri-City Storm. And that's the first priority against this very talented and fast Dubuque Fighting Saints team. The second key, of course, here tonight will be being smart in the neutral zone. If you turn the puck over the neutral zone with the speed of the Fighting Saints, you're going to need to find a way to get back in a hurry. So you, first and foremost, do not want to turn the puck over, but you got to be smart in your neutral zone or know where you can take your chances. the third and final key, of course, you've got to forecheck hard if you're the Storm. You've got to create the Dubuque Fighting Saints to be stuck in their zone, something they're very good about not doing. The Green Bay Gamblers had a tough time getting out of their zone and trying to generate opportunities as they announced the lineups here for the Tri-City Storm first, and Tyler Amberg getting a warm reception from his fellow Dubuque Fighting Saints, and now they get back to the Who Cares chant after the starting lineups here for the Storm. But Tyler Amberg getting a warm reception here back in Dubuque, where he received his Dubuque Fighting Saints championship ring last Saturday night in the home opener for the Dubuque Fighting Saints when they raised the Clark Cup banner, which is to our left here of the broadcast booth. And so Tyler Amberg, of course, no hard feelings towards the organization here, obviously, but he certainly does come into tonight's game, and he wants to show them what they're going to be missing out on, and he hopes to show that here tonight. Again, the starting lineups for the Tri-City Storm, it will be Phoenix Copley and net to our right. On defense, Greg Johnson, along with that of Tyler Ambrighi. Up front, the line of Tim Bonner, Brad Shearhorn, and Davey Middleton as the Dubuque Fighting Saints get ready to be introduced with their starting lineups and their fans. Of course, excited here tonight. There's a big high school football game in town, but yet still a good crowd on hand for that. So here tonight, once again starting, will be that second line of Tyler Lundy with Lawrence Cornelier and TJ Moore. On defense, Kyle McKenzie, Mike Downing, and again in net to our left will be Matt Morris. So there's tonight's starting alliance for the hockey game. Don't forget, fans, it is Pink in the Rink night next Saturday night at the Vero Event Center. You can get your tickets online at stormhockey.com, but you're not going to want to miss out on this because with the pink ice out there, it's certainly going to be a little different for fans, but you're going to want to get your tickets now. There'll be a special jersey, of course, worn in that game. You've got to come and see it, and of course, it'll be an exciting time. Help us fight against breast cancer next Saturday night at Pink in the Rink night as the Storm hosts the Chicago Steel. Again, that is going to be next Saturday, October 15th. You can get your tickets online at stormhockey.com or by calling the Viero Event Center box office at 308-338-8811. Also coming up to, well, it'll be Sunday, actually. It is Simply Pink Style Show, and certainly you can get more details at stormhockey.com about the Simply Pink Style Show coming up on Sunday as another great event that the Storm will be a part of once again. And looking at it, it'll be at the Merriman Center. That's right, Merriman Center. The show starts at 4 p.m., put on by Good Samaritan. So it is a Simply Pink Style Show, as several Storm players will be in attendance for that event, and you're going to want to go to that. Again, 4 o'clock at the Merriman Center. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and when we do, it will be the Platte Valley State Bank first period of play next. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network right here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings.
It's getting late. The world is calling it a night, but the neighborhood is just getting started. Applebee's is now open till midnight or later. So stop in after the game, swing by after the show, grab some friends because your favorite neighborhood grill and bar is still going strong. Applebee's now open till midnight or later. Another reason why there's no place like the neighborhood.
Hi, this is Storm head coach Drew Schenick. Applebee's is open till midnight at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue. There's no place like the neighborhood.
Teamwork is important in the success of any athlete. This is why New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. All of New West physicians are fellowship-trained to ensure the highest quality of medical care. New West is proud to serve the UNK Athletic Program and the Tri-City Storm with their brand-new, state-of-the-art facility located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us.
Dreaming of upgrading your car? Get there with great auto loan rates from Platte Valley State Bank. The open road awaits. Find a vehicle that is dependable, fuel efficient, and equipped to help you explore. So whether it's your first car or you're just changing out your existing wheels, Platte Valley State Bank has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% annual percentage rate. See a personal banker for complete details or apply online at pvsb.com. Don't delay. This offer won't last long. Platte Valley State Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
It's now time for the Platte Valley State Bank first period of play.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Berry.
Tonight, live from the Mystique Ice Center in Dubuque, Iowa, the United States Hockey League presents the Tri-City Storm visiting the Dubuque Fighting Saints. A pleasant good evening and happy hockey, everyone, wherever you may be. Skip Berry, as we get sent from the broadcast booth right above center ice. We're out at center ice. It'll be the captain, Zymgus Girgensons, for the Dubuque Fighting Saints, along with that of Tim Bonner, to take a ceremonial puck drop at center ice. That is over, and the fans anticipating the game action just to about to begin. In net, once again, to our right, it is Phoenix Copley for the Storm. Greg Johnson, Tyler Ambergy on defense to start things off for the men in purple tonight. And up front, the line of Brad Shearhorn, Davey Middleton, and Tim Bonner. In net, to our left, it is the rookie goalie of the year, Matt Morris, on defense to get the start. Once again, it will be Kyle McKenzie, along with that of Michael Downing. Up front, TJ Moore, Tyler Lundy, and Lawrence Cornelier, as they will be the starting lineup here in a very loud arena. It is not with a lot of people here. They just have a very loud public address system that comes right into our broadcast booth. So that's most of the noise. But we get set for the opening puck drop out at center ice, where Tyler Lundy will take it against Tim Bonner. The referee here tonight, Brett Shiva. The linesman, Brian Oliver and Matt Tyree. And Shiva looks to both goaltenders, waits for the lights to come up a little bit more, as it's still a little dark in the arena. And so they'll wait just a little bit here, as the second season for the Mystique Ice Center well underway, with, of course, last weekend's home opener against the Green Bay Gamblers, where the Dubuque Fighting Saints, after tonight's game against the Storm, will travel to Green Bay to take on the Gamblers tomorrow, while the Storm will, of course, play Des Moines, who's going to be traveling back from Green Bay to go back to Urbandale, Iowa, where the Storm will go. And the opening puck drop here taken, and it is the Fighting Saints that claim the victory to the first faceoff of the hockey game, as the puck now travels back into the Storm zone. Back along the right corner boards now. It's Lundy with the puck. Tries to get it back to the point. Sending it back there and giving off to McKenzie. McKenzie will send it back down low. TJ Moore with it now. Roughed up on the play there by his former teammate Tyler Ambergy. Puck squirts out in front, in through the slot, and catching up to it there is Tim Bonner. And he's able just to knife it to center, but recollected here by the Fighting Saints, as TJ Moore will wrist the puck back into the Storm zone. We played 37 seconds here in this first period of play, and it is the Storm and the Saints scoreless here early on. It is now played up the right wing side here by Greg Johnson. Wave off the icing. Here's his tap there by Kenny Brooks. Play continues on as it goes to the outside right circle. The co-captain Kenny Brooks wearing the A here on the road, as it'll be now Nick Lappin wearing the C on the jersey. And when there, of course, there is road games, as Nick Lappin out there with him. And now it is Zymgus Girgensons getting some pressure here from the captain, Nick Lappin, as Girgensons, the captain for the Fighting Saints, able just to pass off up off the end boards there. They're able to work it to center, but the Storm just sent it right back into the Dubuque zone. Now played up all the way up the left wing side. It'll be dropped backwards there as Kevin Morris leaving it back and behind the play there as Girgensons comes ahead. Now finishes his check there on Brian Sins. Play continues on as the Storm go back the other way, but the puck will get deflected out of play here by the Fighting Saints. And we'll get a timeout here with the faceoff going out of play. 18:35 to go here in this opening period, and it's zeros on the scoreboard between the Saints and the Storm. So, our second draw of the evening, Janssen against Sooth. Sooth will win this one, and the Saints win back-to-back faceoffs here. Now send it up the right wing side all the way into the Tri-City zone. It is Copley trying to play it back around the boards in his own end, but that one gets plugged away there, as Sooth able to force it right back and behind the Storm cage. And now, Tri-City looking for an exit, can't get it just yet. It's Ambergy, the former Dubuque Fighting Saint, getting it back to his defensive pairmate there. Greg Johnson sends it up quickly onto Michael Vecchione's stick. Vecchione charges ahead up the right-wing side. Vecchione tries to center it off in front to Janssen, but Janssen couldn't quite get there. Now all the way back to Ambergy. Ambergy with a shot to the net. That one's blocked away in front. Swept away here and pushed up the left-wing side by Teddy Doherty. And the Storm able to force a turnover there as Vecchione back-checking on the play. Knocks it away from his man, but however, he gained control here by Shane Walsh. Walsh gets hooked, his shot to the net. Pad save made by Copley. Now taken here once again as Kenny Matheson will get to it, but it's touched by the Storm finally. And we get the first penalty of the night. And it'll be for hooking against the Storm. And the guilty combatant here for the Storm will be Tim Lappin. He'll go to the box with his very first penalty of the season. Of course, this is Tim Lappin's, by the way, very first game as a member of the Tri-City Storm this season. He played one game last year and registered two penalties, so just his second penalty in as many games in a Tri-City Storm uniform, and gets this one here as the Saints, again, 16.7% efficiency rate on the power play at 1-for-6 on the season. In their only game, the Storm are 6-for-6 in the penalty kill department, 100% penalty kill efficiency with the top penalty kill so far in the league. So 2:17 is the time of the penalty against Lappin as the puck goes back to Doherty. Doherty's shot goes wide, as Teddy Doherty trying to put it there to the net. Now it's Gergensen's from behind the net, trying to play it onto the stick of Gerard Hansen. Back to the point, down low. It's Doherty playing on to Gergensen's, on now to Shane Sooth. Sooth will play it all the way back to the right point to Cato. Cato to Teddy Doherty. Back to Cato, high slot. Cato will slow it down just a little bit. Now passing on to the outside right circle to Sooth. Back to Cato. On to Teddy Doherty now. Playing it into the slot. Gergensen's will just pass it off to Sooth. Couldn't get it to him. It bounces up off the corner boards. Back onto Sooth, and Sooth will work it back to the blue line, where now Doherty takes a shot. That one comes blocking back off now to Cato. Cato will play it up now around the boards. Off the end glass, goes back and behind the net. Gergensen's playing in tight there with Hansen. Gergensen's, the talented Latvian centerman, will look to make a play now from the outside left circle, where he's getting pressure there by J.D. Peterson. Now turns it over, and it is John Raboski trying to get it away from the pressure here with the white and red jerseys coming in on him, but it is now J.D. Peterson just fishing it away off to the left wing side for the Storm, but they can't get it out. Now back and behind the net. It's Raboski. His backhand attempt to get it out could not. Teddy Doherty keeps it in. Now play goes on to Hansen's stick from Gergensen's. Back to Cato. Cato lines up for a drive, but fans on it there as Shearhorn was about to come out and block the shot, but couldn't do so just yet. Here's Teddy Doherty now with it. Outside the left circle, a shot towards the net. That redirects up off the stick of J.D. Peterson. Puck in front. Here's an opportunity. It is now Cumpley covering it up as he keeps it within his control. 28 seconds left on the penalty to Tim Lappin. 16-12 to go here in this first period. And it is scoreless between the Storm and the Dubuque Fighting Saints as the Storm right now on their first penalty kill of the evening. 16-12 to go in this first period. Just one shot on goal. As we've almost played 4 minutes here of game time action. And that one shot belonging to the Dubuque Fighting Saints. Off the draw now, Dubuque winning this one as well. They've gone 4-for-4 in the faceoff. Going here, shorthanded. Here comes Kenny Brooks with 20 seconds left on the penalty kill. Brooks moves in. Backhand shot. Somehow gets tipped away there by Morris. As Matt Morris keeps it out. And it looked like Kenny Brooks might have had his first of the season, being a shorthanded tally, but Morris comes up with a big save, and the fans celebrate here at the Mystique Ice Center. But the Storm trying to find a way to get it back the other way as it goes into their zone, though, and moving up that left wing side. Coming in is Mike Matheson. He jumps way up on the play as the Dubuque Fighting Saints work it down low. Now with it is Lundy. Lundy getting some pressure here, so Ryan Ciro comes in to support him. The puck comes back off in front. Storm trying to tap it away. Back to Mike Matheson. A winding up with a drive. And that one, I believe, partially saved there by Copley. And it goes bouncing off into the left corner. Storm working from behind their net, trying to get it away. But it is Max Gardner back to the blue line. To Matheson. Mike Matheson puts a shot to the net. Comes up off the end boards. Back off in front. And trying to tap it in there was Lundy. But denied there. And Copley able to make the save. Here's Sins now. Passing on now to Nick Lapid. Lappin will just send it up in towards the left corner. Kenny Brooks gets to it here. It is Brooks looking around, surveying the area, seeing if he can get Vecchione in the slot. Couldn't do so. And now it's taken away here as Kevin Morris will send it back behind his own net around the boards. And now worked up that left wing side as Cornelier sends a puck all the way in deep, but he's behind the red line in doing so. Storm first to touch the puck here with 14:47 to go here in this first period. Scoreless between the Storm and the Saints as the Storm here on the road for their first road game of the 2011-2012 regular season. So right circle draw coming up now. It is Soren Janssen for the Storm, seeing if he can win the Storm's first faceoff of the game. And he could not, and Dubuque is 5-for-5 in faceoffs here to start the game. Up the right-wing side, Greg Johnson able to knock it away here from the Fighting Saints as it's now knocked back into the Storm zone on the second effort here by Morris, that is Kevin Morris. Storm now collecting it here. And going back and behind the net is Greg Johnson. Johnson up the right wing side for the Storm. This one will go all the way down the ice. This will be an easy icing here against the Storm. And that'll halt play once again here with 14:22 to go in this first period. 2-1 are the shot count, but it is scoreless between the Storm and the Saints. This, of course, Zimgus Gergensen's. We'll talk more a little bit about later with the director of hockey ops for the Dubuque Fighting Saints, Adam Micheletti. He's the guy projected to go possibly in the top 10 of the 2012 NHL entry draft. A tremendous talent here in Dubuque as the Storm now steal the puck away off the draw, and it's Vecchione darting ahead. There's Vecchione coming in on right wing. He takes the check there by Cato, getting held up a little bit on the play. Now play goes back up the other way as the Saints try to clear it all the way down the ice. Grabowski loses it. Gergensen's out front, getting it right in on goal. Saved by Copley somehow. With the pressure in front, Copley diving across, trying to cover up. Play continues on, and finally Copley gets the whistle as the referee Brent Shiva will blow it here. With 13:55 to go in this first period, they're going to have the media timeout here, and Copley was waiting for that whistle to come, finally got it, and he'll get it here as he had to make a tremendous save there at point-blank range against Gerard Hansen, who was at the doorstep, and Copley able to do so there. And so with the Storm getting outshot here early on, 3-1, with 13:55 to go in this opening period, the Storm trying to see if they can get some more pressure back the other way. But so far, their netminder, Phoenix Copley, like he was at the Fall Classic against the Dubuque Fighting Saints, he's been tremendous to start off this hockey game once again. As Phoenix Copley, the reigning co-Reebok goalie of the week in the United States Hockey League. Of course, the Tri-City Storm has seen a few of those honors throughout the past. But certainly nice to see your goalie be the first goalie of the week, even though it is shared with Charles Williams from the Lincoln Stars. So now the Fighting Saints will come back onto the ice out of the media timeout. So do the Storm. The Storm will come out with Tim Bonner, Brad Sheeran, and Davey Middleton. While it'll be on defense, Roboski along with J.D. Peterson. The Saints will counter that with an offensive zone draw here. It'll be the line of Lundy, Cornelier, and T.J. Moore. And they are not able to win the faceoff here this time as the Storm do win the draw. And now it is Brad Sheeran just knocking it to center. Not right back into the Storm zone by Mike Matheson. The talented defenseman able to work it into the Tri-City zone. Where it is now T.J. Moore trying to get to it here. It is Moore down low into the right corner. Bouncing up off the corner board. Sent around the boards now here by Peterson up the right wing side. Middleton gets it out of the zone as it's now Bonner giving off to Sheeran. Here's Brad Sheeran moving in, getting checked down on the ice there by Mike Matheson, who takes him out of the play in a hurry. And now the play goes back to center ice, where it's taken back here by McArdle. McArdle up the left wing side, feeding it on now to Tim Lappin. Tim Lappin taking a check there by Matheson, and Matheson once again doing his part to get it up that right wing side back to center. But the Storm doing a good job keeping the Fighting Saints in their own zone, and now the puck deflects up off the stick here of Jake Downing for Dubuque, and so the faceoff will stay inside the Fighting Saints zone with 13:07 to go here in this first period. So the draw, which was going to come up in that right circle, now Ryan Ciro trying to come onto the ice can't, as it'll have to keep Sooth, Walsh, and Freshy onto the ice. And now the Storm trying to win an offensive zone draw, and they do, as it is Durante's able to get a hold of it here from his centerman, Sean Murphy, who won the faceoff. But Storm turned it over here in the attack zone, and is now Walsh with it here, taking a big check there by Tim Lappin. Play continues on as it goes along the end boards here. Tim Lappin roughing up the former Storm, Shane Walsh. Here's the puck off in front here. Sooth with a shot. That one saved away there by Copley. Rebound coming back towards Copley as it gets deflected there off one of his teammates' skates. And he'll just halt play quickly once again with 12:42 to go here in this first period. Don't forget, coming up on the Central Hydraulic First Emission Report, we'll have the Stadler Implement period recap as well as thoughts after one this evening with Storm assistant coach Josh Howgie, who in his second year as a head coach was the head coach of the Dubuque Thunderbirds, part of the Minnesota Junior Hockey League. We'll talk with him coming up on Thoughts After One. Here's the puck back to the right point for Dubuque as Cato puts a shot to the net. That one is blocked away there. Now played back in over towards the left wing side. Now knocked back in behind the net. It'll be played around the boards here where it'll be Lidas trying to get it out. Could not. Now Gardner able to keep it in. The third-round draft selection in 2010 by St. Louis. Couldn't watch his man, though. Here's Nick Lappin coming in. It is Nick Lappin. Shot scores! What a beauty! Nick Lappin streaking in, goes to the backhand and undresses the goaltender, Matt Morris, and it's 1-0 Storm on Nick Lappin's first goal of the season. What a beautiful goal there by the captain, Nick Lappin. 1-0 Storm, time of the goal, 7 minutes. And 44 seconds in to period number one. It's an even strength goal as the captain, Nick Lappin, getting his first of the year. And the Storm take a 1-0 advantage over the Fighting Saints. And that gets the bench going here for the Storm. And now the fans stunned here at the Mystique Ice Center. As a masterful shot coming in there by Nick Lappin. And we'll see if they have the assist here. As it'll be Tyler Ambergy getting the assist on the goal, the only assist on that goal. And Tyler Ambergy, his first point as a Tri-City Storm in his first game reacquired by the Storm. So Tyler Ambergy had 11 points with the Storm in his first season. Here's a chance now back in front as it is Vecchione trying to feed Nykop. And Nykop hooked up a little bit on the play. No call. Play continues on as it goes down to the left corner. It'll be Gergensen's battling there with Soren Janssen. Finally, Mike Matheson coming in, tries to get to it, plays it up the left wing side. Now the Saints try to get it out, could not. It's McCarl keeping it in. His shot to the net misses wide, up off the end glass, and the Saints now work it back to center. Here's Downing now, playing it up into the Storm zone. That is Jake Downing, as the Storm get to it here from their own end boards and played up that right wing side, where it goes in off that right wing boards onto the stick there of Lundy, and Lundy will just force it back up that left wing side. Back inside the Tri-City zone. It is McCardle playing it off now to Tim Lappin. It is Tim Lappin trying to go around his man, Mike Downey. Could not. Lost the puck on the way there. But recollected here by Sean Murphy. Puts a quick shot towards the net. That one's blocked immediately there by Michael Downey. And now the Storm trying to force another turnover in the Dubuque zone. Here's a chance. It is Durante's down low. Tim Lappin, a shot saved away there by Morris. Now back now to Johnson. He winds up with a blast. But that one's blocked by his teammate Durante's. And now the Storm get it back in the neutral zone. Played ahead here. It is Tim Lappin moving up the right wing side. Lost the puck there. And it is Michael Downing just flipping it back to center where the Storm control it again. Greg Johnson up along that right wing side, giving off to Tim Lappin. Storm just play it in deep. 10:30 to go here in this first period. Storm leading 1-0 on Nick Lappin's first goal of the year, assisted by Tyler Ambergy, who again had 11 points as a member of the Storm back in 2009, 2010. He had 6 goals, 5 assists in that season for the Storm. And he gets his first point in game number 1 for him and game number 2 for the Tri-City Storm. Here's the puck now taken here. It's Davey Middleton up the left wing side, playing it ahead here. It'll be Shearhorn working up the left wing side, moving in with an opportunity. Lost the puck on the way to the cage. And now it's taken here by Dubuque, and they just try to get it out of the zone quickly. Storm doing an excellent job here for the most part of him playing inside the Dubuque zone. This middle third of the period. Here's Bonner moving in with a shot. That one's blocked away there by Cato. Bonner trying to get it back. Storm with another tremendous amount of pressure coming here as it's Kenny Brooks now coming in, trying to dig it away from that of Ryan Ciro, the forward for Dubuque. But the Saints now just going backwards a little bit, trying to help them move forward. And they finally do move it up that left wing side. But Teddy Doherty moving into the zone, lost the puck here. Now there's a pass now right through the slot area. Intended there by Ryan Ciro, trying to work it in deep. Storm, though, stealing it away, and now up the left wing side. Here comes Nick Lappin to the front of the net. That one chopped off his stick last second. Good job by Shane Walsh to get there. And now Ciro getting it back out in the neutral zone. Fast play here at the Mystique Guy Center. Storm leading 1-0 over the defending Clark Cup champions, with the Clark Cup in the shadows of the ice here off to the left-hand side, including that banner. Here's Durante's moving in, a 3-on-2 possibly for the Storm, but he lost the puck as he brought it up the right wing side. Knocked back to center, and the Storm trying to get to it once again. Sent into the left corner. Back off the end boards here. It'll be played up along that left wing side. Turnover here is Shearhorn with a shot. That one is blocked there by Jake Downing. And now the defenseman here for the Fighting Saints just moving it up ahead of the red line. Sends it in deep, and the Storm doing an excellent job here in this first period. They're catching the Fighting Saints off guard here early on, and they're getting a whole bunch of pressure now. A big penalty coming up here as Durantes gets rocked there, and now Sean Murphy goes right after a man, and this creates a huge scrum there as Durantes got checked from behind, and Sean Murphy sticking up for his teammate there in that instance went right after the combatant, Kevin Morris, and there'll be likely multiple penalties here as Sean Murphy was not happy, obviously, protecting his fellow line mate there, Andrew Durantes. Sean Murphy went right after him, and we're going to see some penalties here. Sean Murphy for the Storm, and that of Kevin Morris for the Fighting Saints. So it could be coincidental minors that will negate the power play possibly for the Storm, but you like to see that if you're head coach and general manager of the Storm, Drew Schenick, you want to see your forwards stick up for one another and your defensemen stick up for one another. Right there, Sean Murphy didn't even hesitate. Sean Murphy may only be at the height of 5'7", 170 pounds, but he's not going to mind going right after a 6'4", Kevin Morris, if that means to stick up for his teammate. And that's exactly what you want to see if you're a Tri-City Storm fan. And a very important event there. Even though the Storm don't get a power play out of it, if Sean Murphy does not do that, it sends a different kind of message to your teammates. And Sean Murphy sending the right kind of message, telling his teammates he will stick up for them no matter who it is, even though he may only be 5'7". A good leadership move there by the young Sean Murphy in his first season here in the USHL, but you're likely going to see 2 minutes for each of Kevin Morris and Sean Murphy. Murphy will likely get the roughing call, while you're going to see that of Kevin Morris get the check from behind call. We'll see if he also gets a 10-minute as well. Time of this, by the way, coming up here at the 11-minute and 35-second mark of period number one. So faceoff will stay inside the Tri-City zone as it negates the power play. And the Storm will have to try to see if they can win this draw, but the Storm are doing an excellent job against the Fighting Saints so far here tonight. It's a completely different start of the game than it was against the Dubuque Fighting Saints at the Fall Classic. Now they say Davey Middleton. That is not the case. It is not Davey Middleton. It is Sean Murphy. And they said, here's now the Storm moving in. Opportunity, here's Middleton's on the ice. And they said Davey Middleton, but he's out there. And now here's a big hit there by Greg Johnson knocking his man down. That would be Cornelier. This is Cornelier playing in his first game as the Storm now work it back to center ice. Here's the puck now sent over to the left wing side where the Saints have it. Sending it in deep is McKenzie up off the right corner boards. The Saints will try to get a quick change here. Storm trying to work it around the boards, send it all the way down the ice. This one will go down for icing, and the Storm will get a stoppage of play here with 7:48 to go here in this first period. It is 1-0 Storm. They have the lead. Nick Lappin's first of the year from Tyler Ambergy. Ambergy getting his first assist as a member of the Tri-City Storm in game number one, playing for the Storm. So, left circle draw coming up. Shane Sooth for Dubuque taking against Tim Bonner for the Storm. Bonner will win it back and behind the play here along the end boards as it goes up along the right wing side. Davey Middleton trying to jam it up that wing. Couldn't quite get it out. Dubuque keeps it in for now. Now the Storm go back the opposite direction. It is Nykop trying to play it up along that left wing side. And it comes on back now to Greg Johnson. Slides it ahead up the right wing side onto Middleton's stick. Middleton will just send it the rest of the way into the Dubuque zone. Back up along the left wing side here for Dubuque. As it is Shane Walsh pushing it in deep in the Storm zone once again. Copley will just tee it up there for his defenseman as Roboski gets to it. Now taken here by Peterson, played up along the right side of the ice again as it's taken there by Vecchione, pushed ahead to Nykop, but Nykop trying to create a play. The puck will come back to the neutral zone, and the Storm will have to reset. Trying to push it ahead, trying to create a play was Vecchione. But taken back, and it is now Dubuque with it as the Fighting Saints push all the way down the ice. No icing here as the Storm touched it well before it went to the goal line. And so they wave off the icing here. It is Janssen up along the right-wing side again for the Storm. He sends it in deep. Morris comes out of his net, in behind the net, nearly turns it over there to Heikki Liitis. Liitis will now go back in along the end boards here. Gets roughed up against the glass. Good check there by Teddy Doherty. Now taken here again. Storm, Liitis coming back. He steals it away. Goes back behind the net onto Soren Janssen. Janssen checked there by Cato. Janssen, though, competing to get this puck. Now tries to generate a play. Back off in front. Goes back to the blue line to Sins. Sins swings it cross ice onto McArdle's stick. McArdle just sent it down low. And now it is Vecchione trying to run right into Gergensen's, but it goes back the other way as Hansen comes ahead. Here's Hansen in front trying to create it there where it was Max Gardner thinking he had an opportunity. But the Storm now steal it away from their own zone and move in on the attack quickly. Here's Liitis with a shot saved away by Morris. And Morris getting a little bit of snow after the whistle there as breaking hard was Brooks. And now Gergensen's going right after Kenny Brooks. Well, there's no love between these two clubs despite only two meetings last year between them and one meeting at the Fall Classic this year. Of course, all in all, the Storm have faced the Dubuque Fighting Saints four times with the Fall Classic included beginning to date of last season at the Fall Classic. The Storm, by the way, this is the seventh ever meeting in the regular season between the two clubs. The Storm and the Fighting Saints all time are 3-3. As the Storm now fire a shot in behind the net there is Greg Johnson able to work it down low. As it comes back out and it is Ryan Searle getting upended there by Greg Johnson who knocks him on down. And we get a whistle here as the offsides call is made here against the Fighting Saints, but Greg Johnson just running on over that of Ryan Ciro, and a big hit there. And we now get a faceoff coming up, and they're going to move it to center ice at the center ice circle. Now Sean Murphy is back onto the ice. Going to come take this draw against that of Kenny Matheson. Matheson will win this faceoff here for Dubuque, and now the Storm will watch it go back into their zone. The Storm, who started off the game 0 for 5 in the faceoffs, now tied with Dubuque 6 of 6. As here's a shot coming in by Ciro, saved away there and blocked it away in front by the Storm. And now it is Tim Lappin coming up along the right wing side. Here's Tim Lappin moving in with a shot. That one goes right through the crease and wide of the cage to the left. Durantes gets it back, gives it on back to Peterson. His shot to the net, saved away there as it is Morris getting his pads down low. Now it is Murphy taking a check there, but gets back up. Sean Murphy for the Storm trying to work it in that left corner as the Storm try to move it back towards the blue line. Can't do so here as Tim Lappin comes in for a check there in on Ciro. And now a hit there by Roboski on Moore. Dislodges the puck, and the Storm now take possession of it back in their own zone. Crazy fast-paced game developing here between the Storm and the Saints as it is Cato trying to play it up now to Gergensen's stick. Gergensen's will try to play it up along that right-wing side, but plugged away there by Middleton, and the Storm just trying to pick off the Fighting Saints here. Here's the puck now up along the left-wing side. Lawrence Cornelier dropping a pass here to Doherty with a shot. That one's blocked away. Now the Storm trying to push up ahead, and fanning on the pass attempt there was J.D. Peterson as he almost had Middleton streaking up the ice. Here's the Storm now. It is Middleton moving ahead. Sends it up into the Dubuque zone. Storm will quick change here. Middleton will apply some pressure here and on Cato. Cato will get away from Middleton here as he now plays it up along the left wing side. Cornelier just sends it cross ice onto Gergensen's stick. Gergensen's lost it, and the Storm once again clear it back to center. Here's the puck now, taken here by Gergensen's, fired in deep here in the Tri-City zone. And the Storm having an excellent game plan here against the Fighting Saints, who are frustrated coming back to the bench. Notably, the captain, Zimgus Gergensen's. He is not happy. Here's the puck now up the right wing side. It's Nykop to the blue line to McCardle. Cross ice pass stays in the zone. Sins keeps it in. His shot to the net. Save there made by Matt Morris. Now the puck goes down the left corner. The Storm possess it again. It is Vecchione on down to Nykop. Nykop cycles it on to Janssen in behind the net. Vecchione comes in with a hit trying to send it in on there on Kyle McKenzie. And McKenzie was able to take that hit and move the puck quickly. And now the Saints back in on the attack, moving across the blue line. We get a whistle here by the linesman, Tyree. Matt Tyree calling the Fighting Saints offsides here with 3:42 to go here in this first period. It is 1-0. The Storm have a lead. Nick Lappin, his first goal of the season, assisted by Tyler Ambergy. And the Storm are out shooting now Dubuque 6-4. This is an absolute flip-flop from how the game was at the Fall Classic between these two clubs. And so far, a much better job by the Storm against this talented Dubuque team. Off the draw, the Storm win this face-off, and with it is Tyler Ambergy. Ambergy sliding it up ahead, in deep now, into the Dubuque zone. Taken here, and the puck will go around the board. Storm trying to collect it here is Nick Lappin. Nick Lappin looking down low, tries to feed it on to Kenny Brooks. The puck will go free into the right corner. Storm going after it there, and now sliding it out. Turnover here. Here's now Brooks moving in with the shot. Save, rebound in front. Opportunity for Linus, but he could not get a handle on it. Otherwise, he would have been able to tap it into the empty net, and it would have been 2-0 Storm. What a chance there for the Storm. But now back the other way. It's Max Gardner trying to work it off to TJ Moore. Play continues on as it is Gardner feeding it to Sooth. Intercepted away, and the captain, Nick Lappin, able to work up that left wing side. But turnover here by the Storm, and now it's Sooth moving in. Sooth over now, trying to feed it to Moore. Good job by Roboski, who steals it away and knifes it back to the blue line. Back down low, taken here. It is J.D. Peterson playing it up now to Brooks. On and out to Tim Lappin. Tim Lappin moving down low, in behind the Dubuque net, waiting for somebody to set up in front of the cage. Can't get Sean Murphy there. Now just cycles it back down low for Murphy. Murphy looking to try to get the loose puck there against Cato, but Cato able to get some help there from Shane Walsh. Walsh go back the opposite way. Walsh taking a big hit there by Tim Lappin, who shoulders him in the boards. Tim Lappin, another big hit for the young man who comes to the Storm from St. Charles, Illinois, and showing what he can do here as we get a whistle and possibly too many men on the ice, it looks like, as a linesman calling it here, possibly. Or was it a offsides against the Storm? As looks to be, yeah, it looks to be a delayed offsides against the Storm. They'll move the faceoff all the way back in their own zone, or an icing instead. Kind of a crazy play there, but nonetheless, they will blow the play dead. 2:09 to go here in the first period. 1-0 Storm. They win the faceoff from their own end and now move it back to center ice. Storm have a ton of confidence right now against the defending Clark Cup champs, leading 1-0. But here up the left wing side come the Saints, and moving in was Jake Downing. Back to now to Jake Downing as he had it. Good job by Davey Middleton stealing it away. Davey Middleton again, a strong game so far. Here's Bonner with the shot, saved by Morris. Rebound goes back to Bonner, pass off in front off of Morris, who makes the save off to the side as Bonner looking to try to get somebody there in front. If Brad Sheeran was there, he could have banged in that loose shot. But here's Bonner intercepting it from his own blue line. Playing it up the right wing side. The Saints take it on back. And with it, the Fighting Saints look to move it up that right wing side. Turnover here. Middleton comes back in. And they say offsides here against the Storm. As Davey Middleton, boy, has he gotten much better since last year. He was showing some promise with Topeka last year, but he's starting to fully develop with a ton of confidence. And Davey Middleton, for pretty much the fifth consecutive game that he's played, and dating back to the preseason, has been one of the best forwards on the ice again. And he's a big guy that's going to get a lot of attention here from Division I schools very soon. The way he's been playing, folks, don't be surprised if he has a commitment opportunity within the next month. There's the puck now around the boards, up along the left wing side. Storm can't quite get to it. Back to the neutral zone with 1:09 to go here in this first period. Storm leading 1-0, outshooting Dubuque 8-4. There's the chance now off in front, nearly there for the Saints, but a good job there by Elitis, able to keep it away there from Eric Freshy. And now the Storm trying to move it ahead up the right wing side, deflected away. And it is now Kenny Brooks now just sending it up the head there. The Saints nearly turn it over, and now pressure coming in. There's Elitis with a hit on McKenzie. And now the Saints just try to work it back out to center ice. Storm steal it again. Elitis with it and just sends it back up into the right corner of the Dubuque zone with under 39 seconds left here in the opening frame. Ciro with it here for Dubuque to center ice, feeding Kenny Matheson. And Dubuque now in on the attack as they move up the left wing side. Matheson with a shot and a save again by Copley, who hangs on to it. With 28 seconds left here in this opening period, it is 1-0 Storm. They have a lead. Nick Lappin from Tyler Ambergy. That is the only goal of the hockey game so far as we get ready for another faceoff upcoming in that left circle. So, 7:44 is the time of the even strength goal for the Storm, and since then, the Storm have taken over this hockey game. If you're Jim Montgomery for the Dubuque Fighting Saints, you are not happy with what you've seen from your club so far. And for Drew Schenick, you're extremely happy for the men in purple tonight. As the puck now taken here, is Gergensen's passing looking like in front instead, trying to put a shot there to the net, but that went well wide to the left. Now taken here by Roboski. Roboski spinning away from the pressure, trying to feed it there to J.D. Peterson. 8 seconds left in the period. Down low, it is Kevin Morris playing it off into that right corner. Trying to get it onto the stick there of Hansen, and the buzzer will sound. And after 20 minutes of action, would you know it, it's the Storm who lead the defending Clark Cup champions, leading by the count of 1-0. Nick Lappin, the only goal in the hockey game, his first of the year, assisted there by former Fighting Saint, and of course, rejoining the Storm here this season, Tyler Ambergy. He assisted on the only goal, finding Nick Lappin on a breakaway in period one. It's 1-0 after 20 minutes of action. Come back, and we'll have the Central Hydraulic First Emission Report with the period recap, as well as thoughts after one with Storm assistant coach Josh Algie. All that and more still ahead right here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings.
Okay. Scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
This is the sound of a Yellow Book print ad working for Rincon Vista Veterinary Center.
Drop it.
And Yellow Book search engine marketing working for their business. And a YellowBook.com online video ad running smoothly. The thing is, with Yellow Book's full spectrum of marketing tools, small businesses like Rincon Vista Veterinary Center can hear the sound of success. Yellow Book 360. Go beyond yellow. Call 1-800-YB-YELLOW or visit YellowBook360.com today.
The Tri-City Storm has pink eyes.
Check it out.
Saturday, October 15th, the Storm battle the Chicago Steel.
And it's pink in the rink night.
In support of breast cancer awareness.
The Storm will be in special jerseys.
And the ice will be pink.
For the first time ever.
You gotta see it to believe it.
Plus, catch another rockin' runs of post-game skate.
With free ice skating.
Purchase your tickets before the day of the game and save $1 on each ticket.
Tri-City Storm Hockey.
It's the number one party in town.
And Saturday, October 15th,
it's pink in the rink night.
Learn more at stormhockey.com.
Tri-City Storm Hockey.
Presented by Viero.
I just downloaded an app for my phone. Let's see if this works. Phone, find me a burger and a Coke.
I'm busy right now.
What? I guess I'll call a human.
Like your mom.
Whoa, listen. If I'm gonna have a burger, I have to have a Coke.
Talk to the hand.
No one says that anymore.
I've got a lot of drama going on.
All right, well, why don't we go together?
Four blocks for a burger and a Coke.
Thanks, phone.
Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Central Hydraulic can also supply you with great products like Adrian Steel Toolboxes, Ladder Racks, Pronghorn Utility Bodies, Flatbeds, Tommy Gate Lifts, and Bosch Snow Plows. Central Hydraulic also has a large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney. Call 308-237-2625 or check them out on the internet at centralhydrauliconline.com.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
It's now time for the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Once again, here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Barry.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Central Hydraulic First Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney, providing youth hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Skip Barry, indeed, once again, from that of the Mystique Ice Center here in Dubuque, Iowa. After 20 minutes of action, it's not the Fighting Saints with the lead. However, it is the Tri-City Storm with a 1-0 lead. We'll get to that here in a second on the Stadler Implement Period Recap, as well as thoughts after one in just a bit with my guest, Storm Assistant Coach Josh Howgie. We'll talk to him. But before we do that, let's get tonight's Stadler Implement Period Recap. Stadler Implement, making farming easier in the state of Nebraska. The great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. We go into Period 1, where the Storm get the only goal of that period. Nick Lapp and his first of the year from Tyler Ambergy. Time of the goal, 7:44. And the Storm from that point on took over the period. Storm lead 1-0 after one, but the shots on goal favoring the Storm at 8-5. So Matt Morris just 7 saves on 8 shots, while Phoenix Copley making 5 saves on 5 shots by the Fighting Saints, who are a little stunned here in their home arena. As a Storm in the faceoff department do an excellent job coming back after losing the first 5 faceoffs, they come back to lead the faceoff count at 8-7 after 20 minutes of action. Power play right now, the Storm haven't gotten a power play just yet. Dubuque is 0-1 with the man advantage, and Storm start off the season so far 7-7 in the penalty kill department, and doing so stomping that of Zimgus Gergensens, who's one of the more talented players in that column, of course. So again, the score, 1-0 after 20 minutes of action. There is the Stadler Implement Period Recap. And so the Storm, who of course, want to continue to see themselves with the lead, trying to see if they can continue to generate that momentum as they try to go into the second period, the same intensity that they basically ended that first period with. Basically, 2/3 of that period belonged to the Storm, the first third belonging to Dubuque, but the Storm certainly made the adjustments and did an excellent job the rest of the way and do have a lead to their credit. So it is 1-0 Storm. And now we go to thoughts after one here in the Central Hydraulic First Mission Report. My guest here, once again, it is from the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howgie, who will join me here on thoughts after one.
Well, tonight's a bit of a homecoming of sorts for some people. Of course, Tyler Ambergy making a return back, of course, with the Tri-City Storm, playing against his former club here tonight against Dubuque. And, well, somebody else making a little bit of a return, had a little bit of a start to his coaching career here in Dubuque in his second season as a head coach in the Minnesota Junior Hockey League. Josh Howgie getting a chance to win a championship and doing so. And so I'm sure many fond memories in Coach Howgie, my guest here on Thoughts After One. Coach, just talk about, I guess, your experience here in Dubuque. It was your second year as a head coach in the Minnesota Junior Hockey League. You win your second consecutive championship with a different team after winning with the Northern Lights. Talk about just going into that year, what the expectations were for you here in a town of Dubuque where hockey became a tradition of winning here.
It was a completely different mindset for me coming into my first season in Dubuque and coming from a small organization with the Northern Lights where it was kind of a mom and pop, and we did everything to a place that was, you know, an organization and a group of people that were, you know, willing to put on a show every Friday and Saturday night. So it was a big adjustment, and winning obviously became something that was looked upon much more heavily, and, you know, really just tried to focus on developing athletes and getting guys ready for the next level, which was the North American Hockey League or Division III college hockey. So different mindset but at the same point was still doing what I loved, and that was coaching.
Coach, you take a look at the Dubuque community, and you still have a lot of ties to this community. This is some place where I'm sure you're very fond of because of the experience here. But when you come back into the town here just a couple days ago, arriving, what was the first thing that went through your mind coming back to a town that you had success with and was really instrumental to your career to this point?
It was just weird. I mean, you're driving in and you're driving by the place you used to live, the roads you took, the restaurants you ate at every day, and, you know, driving by your buddy's house or whatever the situation was. It was just a different view for me, and to be in there and, you know, knowing that you're going to be competing against a town that you really enjoyed living in. And but at the same point, you know, now I'm a part of a new community, a new family, and looking forward to hopefully beating them tonight.
Once again, joined by the Storm assistant coach, Josh Howdy, with me here on Thoughts After One. Coach, when you decided to leave Dubuque to go to Fairbanks, what was so difficult about that decision for you to go back and become an assistant coach now at the next level, kind of something that you've done here, where you were an assistant coach for 3 years in the NAHL and then eventually got back to being a head coach, but you had to take a step back to move a step up. Talk about what went through your mind, because here you had some success, and it was good success, winning 93 games in 3 years in the Minnesota Junior Hockey League. Why did you decide, I guess, to move on?
At the point, it was just one of those things, like, you really have to get under somebody else and learn and, you know, develop as a coach. And I've kind of taken philosophies from everybody I've worked with and really tried to develop what I do. And, you know, as much as you start to figure out a level, there's just so much more to the game, and the game's always changing, and just trying to learn from every person you can and to challenge yourself as a coach to see how far you can really take this thing.
Coach, when you look at this and you see the Dubuque Fighting Saints, who just won a championship, and you see that this is a town that has seen a lot of success, yet the fan base is still trying to find a way to grow, what does that exactly say? I mean, what's going on with hockey in Dubuque? Because it really seems, at least from the outside observer, it seems that it isn't really that strong of a hockey market despite all this winning success. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, when we were here, we played at, you know, a different arena, but there was only 1,200 fans on a nightly basis. And, you know, it was a lower levels, but to me, that really said how many true hockey fans there were in the community. There were about 1,200 people that no matter what level it was, were going to come out and watch. And just because you put it in a new rink and a new league doesn't mean you're going to all of a sudden, you know, grow hockey fans. You really got to get out and do some outreach and get the community to know what the game is all about. And once they do that, and, you know, the people find out what a great game it is and how much fun these games can be, and it's going to really take off. But at the same point, it's a lot of work. I mean, you got to get these people to come in, and there's just not as much disposable income for people to get out and see games. So they got to pick their activities. And, you know, right now it's a lot of different things going on. So I hope that it grows here, but you know, it's going to be a battle. And, you know, they won a championship last year, so hopefully that will help them.
Again, the assistant coach for the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howgie, my guest here on Thoughts After One. And coach, my final question, I guess, for you is, you come back here tonight with this game going on right now, and then you look at the fact that you see the fans in the stands. How many people will you recognize, you think, by the end of tonight going through everything?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, it was, you know, pretty cool when I got here. There was a former fan that had a plaque, and, you know, they gave it to me. And, you know, I hope that there's a lot of the people that I did get close with when I was here. I'm guessing, you know, upwards of 100, 200 people I'll recognize. And, you know, hopefully they remember me and I can, you know, put a name to the face, because it has been a long time. But really looking forward to see some of the, you know, the core group of friends, and to, you know, just be back. But at the same point, hopefully I can make their, you know, we can make their night a little bit not as good as ours.
Again, the Storm assistant coach, Josh Howgie, my guest here on Thoughts After One. Coach, appreciate your time. Best luck here throughout this rest of the weekend here, of course, tonight with Dubuque, and then, of course, tomorrow night with the Des Moines Buccaneers. Appreciate your time as always.
Thanks a lot, Skip.
When we come back, we'll take a look at the USHL scoreboard next on the Midway Auto Group scoreboard right here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings.
We all make bad choices in life. Eating Aunt Betty's latest meatloaf recipe, jumping a new bike over a flimsy plywood ramp, or picking up a hitchhiker in a bright orange jumpsuit. We can't help you with a lot of bad decisions, but Vero Wireless can help you make the smart choice in smartphones. Right now, buy one BlackBerry Curve or Motorola XT720 Android smartphone and get another of the same model free. But supplies are limited, so hitch a ride to Vero Wireless, where the smart choice is your choice. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Teamwork is important in the success of any athlete. This is why New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. All of New West physicians are fellowship-trained to ensure the highest quality of medical care. New West is proud to serve the UNK Athletic Program and the Tri-City Storm with their brand-new, state-of-the-art facility located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find their lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
This is the Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard update.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Berry.
Taking a look at some scores around the United States Hockey League here. Team USA's under-17 team leading Indiana 3-2 in the third period. About 10 minutes to go there in that final period. Team USA's under-17 is getting off to a solid start here to start of the year. Green Bay, by the way, they're beating Des Moines. The Storm will play tomorrow night at the Buccaneer Arena. Des Moines losing on the road 2-1 to Green Bay after 20 minutes of action. Cedar Rapids and Muskegon getting ready to get underway in just a few, but it is Lincoln on home ice losing to Waterloo 3-1 after one. And in the second period, just underway, Omaha-Fargo, they're scoreless. While the first period, midway through, Chicago-Youngstown, that score is 0-0 midway through the first period. That is the Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard update. Think hassle-free, think midway.com. Be back in a few with the TCBY second period of play next, right here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings.
Do you want to get ripped?
The number one nutrition store for sports nutrition is Complete Nutrition. If you're looking to build complete muscle or burn fat, we carry the strongest, most effective products in the industry. Stop by and pick up one of our five new hardcore muscle building products. Our customers are consistently putting on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle and dramatically increasing their strength. These products are the real deal, so get them while you can.
Get them at Complete Nutrition.
No gimmicks, just quality products that deliver results. Be the next guy to pack on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle. For a limited time only, stop by Complete Nutrition today and find out how to get the pre-workout Jack 3D absolutely free. That's right, get your favorite pre-workout, including the popular Jack 3D, absolutely free. Complete Nutrition, look better, feel better, perform better.
Complete Nutrition is located north of 39th Street on 2nd Avenue in Kearney and one block south of Conestoga Mall on Allen Drive in Grand Island. Look better, feel better, perform better, Complete Nutrition of Kearney and Grand Island.
The Tri-City Storm has pink ice.
Check it out.
Saturday, October 15th. The Storm battled the Chicago Steel.
And it's pink in the rink night.
In support of breast cancer awareness.
The Storm will be in special jerseys.
And the ice will be pink.
For the first time ever.
You gotta see it to believe it.
Plus, catch another rockin' runs of post game skate.
With free ice skating.
Purchase your tickets before the day of the game and save $1 on each ticket.
Tri-City Storm Hockey.
It's the number one party in town.
And Saturday, October 15th.
It's pink in the rink night.
Learn more at stormhockey.com.
Tri-City Storm Hockey.
Presented by Viero.
What makes TCBY the country's best yogurt? TCBY is great-tasting, real dairy-frozen yogurt that's low in fat and cholesterol. Compared to ice cream, it's so much lower in calories. TCBY is also packed with the good stuff. We're talking calcium, protein, vitamins A and D. And just like any dairy yogurt, TCBY contains live active cultures, which may improve digestion and boost your immune system. TCBY, the country's best yogurt.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
It's now time for the TCBY second period of play.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Berry.
Second period underway, and the Storm come away with the faceoff win, and now trying to take this 1-0 lead into the second period to see if they can capitalize with a little more action, but an icing here as Ambergy sends it up the way and into the Dubuque zone. So icing, 8 seconds gone here, and since 1981, they've been combining what tastes so good with what is so good for you. You wouldn't call it impossible. You'd call it TCBY, the country's best yogurt. And fans, tonight's TCBY player of the period, it is Tim Bonner. If you know who the TCBY player of the period is, a little bit later on the Tri-City Storm Facebook, you will be asked that question. You can win a gift certificate a gift card to TCBY. A little bit later on the Tri-City Storm's Facebook account, check out the Facebook a little bit later to see if you remember who the TCBY player of the period. And if that TCBY player of the period scores, not only do you win the gift card, but how about this? You win an evening to set up shop in the broadcast booth at a home game next to me, Skip Berry, and have a chance to watch the broadcast as well, listen to the broadcast as well as watch the game from the press box. So that's something coming up throughout the season. Here's a chance now as Dubuque tries to clear it away, and they do as they move it out to center ice. Moving ahead up the left wing side, here comes Lawrence Cornelier. Moving in across the blue line, just cycles the puck down low, and it'll go back into the stick of Roboski, who plays it up ahead now for Hank Elitis. Trying to feed it there to Nick Lappin. Nick Lappin, the only goal of the hockey game here, assisted there by Tyler Ambergy. Here's Roboski now with it here, cycles it on back now to that of J.D. Peterson, looks ahead, now tries to feed it off to Hakey Elitis, bounces it up off the boards, now on to Nick Lappin. Lappin comes across the blue line, plays it down to the left corner, going after it there is Kenny Brooks, knocking his man on over, and plays it along the way here as the play will continue on. Moving in, trying to help out is Michael Downing, trying to help his defensive pairmate there, McKenzie, but the puck gets pushed back to center. McCardle will try to play it back in deep, and he'll just backhand it up into the Dubuque zone. A minute and 38 seconds gone here in period two, the Storm and the Fighting Saints skating to a 1-0 advantage for the Storm. And it's Brian Sins now with it from his own zone for the Storm, playing at the left wing side, Tri-City working it into the Dubuque zone. No icing here as it is Matt Morris, the goalie, having to play back behind his net into safety here. But here's now Vecchione out in front there, couldn't quite get it. And now it'll go on back in behind the net once again. Here's the puck now, skating with it there is Cato. Cato will try to play it up along the right wing side. Bounces around, out in the neutral zone, and played right back in here by Sins. Sins will knock it back in the Dubuque zone. 17:42 to go here in the second period. 1-0 Storm, and the Saints now with it as Cato will play back up that right wing side, trying to get it to Gergensen's, but the puck turned over here by the Saints nearly. But they do get it back on a second effort and just send it in deep in the Tri-City zone once again, as it is now Johnson playing it off to Murphy. Here's the puck now. Played ahead here, it'll be Durantes knocking it up the left wing side onto Tim Lappin. It'll be Tim Lappin moving up that wing, and now he looks around, getting checked into the boards there by Mike Matheson. The defenseman now with it, as he's knocked back on over there by Tim Lappin. Play continues on as it goes back into the right corner. Here's the puck now, back all the way down the ice. Greg Johnson will skate to go get to it, and it'll be icing here against Dubuque. They won't be able to change with 17:02 to go here in this TCBY second period of play. It is 1-0 Storm. The Storm out shooting Dubuque in period one, 8-5, and that's where the shots stay right now as we approach 3 minutes into period number two. And that's what they have up there on the scoreboard. That's another faceoff coming up in the right circle. This one here by the Saints who played around the boards, but the Storm doing an excellent job keeping it in. Now the play goes back down to the right corner. Cato trying to get it out, could not. Ambergy tees it up with a slap shot. That one comes up off the shin pad there of Matheson, and now Kenny Matheson moving in with a quick opportunity, and that saved away by Copley as Matheson came in on left wing and put a quick wrist shot in on Copley, but Copley once again making the save, his sixth save of the night. 16:43 to go in the second period. So Tyler Ambergy winding up for a big drive there and nearly getting it through, but instead it was that of Kenny Matheson blocking it with his shin guard, went all the way down the ice, had a chance. Here's an opportunity now in front as Copley makes the save at the point-blank range with the faceoff coming down to him. And Dubuque attacking right off the draw. Well, you get the whistle here, and Cornelier crashing the net there in front. And now they'll redo the draw once again as Lundy, who won that last faceoff, will get another faceoff here with 16:38 to go. As the centerman, Lundy, winning this draw, and a slap shot there by McKenzie is blocked away there by Kenny Brooks and knocked all the way back the other way. Now sent in here by the Saints as it goes back into the Tri-City zone. Now in behind the net, trying to center off in front. That would be that of Cornelier, and he tries to now make a pass into the slot. That one intercepted away, and now it's J.D. Peterson quickly giving off to Brooks. Brooks ahead now for Heikki Lehtis. Lehtis trying to put a shot to the net. That one deflects up and out of play with 16:09 to go in the second period. And the faceoff will stay inside the Dubuque zone with the Storm leading 1-0 as the Saints now getting two shots on goal here in the second period. The Storm looking for their first shot on goal here in the second. Of course, at the Fall Classic, the Storm got outshot by the Fighting Saints in the second period, 9-0 at the Fall Classic. The Storm do not want to repeat that in any way here in Dubuque. Storm win the draw. It sends back to McArdle. McArdle teeing up with a shot to the net. That one whistles wide and bounces up off the end boards, and we now get a whistle here, and we get a high sticking infraction, and it's going to be against Zimgus Gergensens, it would appear. This will give the Storm their first power play of the evening as Gergensens goes to the box, and you'll get that high sticking infraction. Time of this penalty is at the 3 minute and 59 second mark of the period. So high sticking is the call, and the Storm will now have an offensive zone draw with their first power play of the game. The Storm against the Sioux City Musketeers last Friday, they were 0-7 as the Storm win the draw, but it's stolen away here and now moving up ice. Here comes Shane Walsh moving in, tries to pass it off in front, trying to make a play happen instead of shooting the puck, and the fans wanted him to shoot it, but he did not. The Storm will go back the other way with the power play. It's Vecchione losing it here, but getting it there was Janssen. He sends it around the boards, out of the zone it goes. And now trying to catch up to it there is Shane Sooth, but good job by J.D. Peterson to keep Sooth away from it. And now the Storm look to break out from their own end on the power play. 90 seconds left here at the man advantage. Here's Vecchione down across the attack blue line. He moves in, trying to feed it off to Janssen. A shot towards the cage. That one redirects back over to the right corner. Storm trying to control it here in the attack zone. It's Nykop, who gets back up after falling down. Now giving off to Vecchione. Vecchione back down for Nykop. That goes all the way back towards Amberg. Even the play goes all the way back into the Tri-City zone as it misses the stick there of Amberg. And now it is the Dubuque Fighting Saints with a turnover here for the Storm. A shot in on goal, save, rebound, shot, scores. Tyler Lundy in front, shorthanded. And for Tyler Lundy, he gets this score even at one apiece. Time of the goal, 4:57. A shorthanded goal. And for Tyler Lundy, it's his first goal of the year. So the Storm surrender a shorthanded tally. T.J. Moore will get the assist. And for T.J. Moore, he'll pick up point number one on the year as well. So a shorthanded tally there, and the Fighting Saints have tied it back up at one apiece. There's Middleton now with the puck. Storm still on a power play. They want to see if they can get that goal right back. Here's the puck back down into the left corner as the play will continue on. It'll be now taken here. Middleton on back to Ambergy. Ambergy thought about a shot, now passing off, trying to feed it there for Bonner. Goes in behind the net. It'll be Shearhorn trying to get to it all the way back to the blue line. Greg Johnson forced to keep it in. Giving off now to Bonner. Bonner moving in with a shot. That one bounces off to Shearhorn. His shot! And saved away there by Matt Morris, who had to react quickly there. And the fans gasping as if it could have been a goal there for the Storm. But now cleared away here by Dubuque. Just 17 seconds left on the power play for the Storm. 14:15 to go here in the second period. Storm and the Saints now tied at one as Lundy gets his first of the year shorthanded for the Saints. And now we're back to an even score again. Here's the puck out in the neutral zone. It is Shane Walsh, who nearly had a chance for a shorthanded goal to begin with as Gergensens comes back onto the ice. But here's Nick Lappin with the puck. Nick Lappin looking to make a play happen as he goes down to the right corner. It is Lappin looking around, still seeing if he can find somebody. Now getting a little bit of help here from Kenny Brooks. Brooks will skate back behind the net, tries to get to the puck as he sends it on back to the left point. Taken here by Roboski, played down to Brooks. Brooks passing off to Nick Lappin. Lappin will skate in behind the net as he loses the puck here, getting pressure there by three Saints players along the end boards. And that leaves Heikki Lehtis open, and now Lehtis looks to just cycle it back down low, giving off to Nick Lappin. Lappin trying to generate a play out in front, but intercepted away there and stealing it for the Saints is Teddy Doherty. And now the Saints work it up the left wing side, back to center ice. Puck bounces around, back in the Tri-City zone, delayed offsides, allowing the Storm to get out quickly. Here's now Sean Murphy moving in. Sean Murphy now to trying to get to Tim Lappin. Lappin spinning around, trying to get control of it, could not, in front of the net of Matt Morris in the Dubuque zone. And the puck now floats back in along the goal line here as it comes up the left wing side for Dubuque, and they get it back to center ice. Skating ahead here, it's Max Gardner. He passes off in tight, giving to Gergensen's, moving in with a shot, saved away by Copley, who deflects it off to the left corner. By the way, on that goal for the Dubuque Fighting Saints, that's the first goal past Copley here in the regular season, and it took a total of 84 minutes and 57 seconds to finally get the first goal on Copley this season. Here's the puck now to center ice. Played here, Greg Johnson trying to keep it away. Now passed around him, and Hansen's ahead. Here's Hansen, left wing side, moving in. Tries to get a backhand shot in on Copley. Copley makes the save, gets run into, and a whistle comes, and extracurricular activities possibly coming as well with 12:26 to go here in the second period. It is a 1-1 score here in Dubuque's Mystique Ice Center with the Storm and the Saints tied it up here as Lundy gets his first goal of the year here in the second period, shorthanded. Assisted there once again by that of TJ Moore. The Storm scoring even strength back in the first period. Nick Lappin's first of the year from Tyler Ambergy, and that is exactly where we are at. 1-1 is the score. Shots on goal now favoring Dubuque 10-8, as it was the Storm outshooting the Fighting Saints at a count of 8-5. But I know for a fact Matt Morris saw one of those shots as the fans gasped and he made the save, but they did not count it there for the Storm. So Lundy from TJ Moore, 4:57 in. That is the only assist on that goal. And that is where we are at here in the second period on a 1-1 score with 12:26 to go here in the second period. Again, fans, you want to keep tabs on the TCBY player of the period tonight. If you know who that player was, and I said it earlier, you will have a chance to win a TCBY gift card from the country's best yogurt in Kearney. So that'll come up a little bit later in the broadcast. We'll tell you when. And, of course, if that player does score, you have a chance to sit in the press box for a Storm hockey game and listen to the broadcast right next to me a little bit later in the season. We'll arrange that opportunity for a lucky fan. Here's the puck now up along the left wing side. Played ahead here. It'll move all the way down the ice, and it'll be Greg Johnson trying to race to get to it there. Tries to tap it up off the boards. The puck, though, goes back down into the left corner, and a battle for it there. It's TJ Moore digging in deep along with Lawrence Cornelier. But here's Moore going in behind the net, getting pressured there by Tim Bonner. Play goes back down along the end boards. Pass off in front. Lundy spinning around. Passes through his legs off to Moore. Back off in front. Puck pops up in the air and controlled away here by Middleton, as Middleton now works it up along the left wing side. He'll just send it in deep in the Dubuque zone with 11:42 to go here in the second period. And the score tied here at 1. Here's now McKenzie. Cross-ice pass left wing side. Feeding it there to TJ Moore. Moore will just shovel it into the Storm zone. And Tri-City getting it back there as they move from behind their own net up the left wing side. Heikki Liitas, diagonal pass through the neutral zone, goes all the way back in the Dubuque end. But the Saints have it as Gardner now tries to get away from the pressure there by Liitas as he turns it over here in the neutral zone. And Roboski just lifts the puck into the Dubuque end. It'll be Nick Lappin in behind the Dubuque net. Plays it down off the boards onto Kenny Brooks' stick. Brooks takes the check there, now has it still on a stick, tries to move in along the end boards here, lost it again. And now the Saints with it as a check there by Liitas, sending his man up against the boards there, Kenny Matheson. There's the puck now back into the Storm zone in the right corner. Tri-City again getting to it there once again, as it is Nick Lappin ahead for Kenny Brooks. And Brooks will just play it up into the Dubuque zone, where it bounces back to center and sends once again controlling it off to McArdle. McArdle just trying to find a way to hit Liitas. Redirects in on goal, and Morris has to make a desperate save there, as here's a chance in front. Vecchione spinning around, trying to push a shot to the net. Could not do so. Now gets tripped up on the play as the Dubuque Fighting Saints attack back the other way. Here's Walsh now moving in the high slot. Now gets upended there as he runs into a man, and Walsh is down on the ice. And now a shot coming in. That one goes well wide of the Storm net. Storm collected here. No whistle coming just yet, as Shane Walsh is slow to get up. Walsh tender to go to the bench here as the Storm will go back the other way. Nykop shouldered off the puck there by Mike Matheson. Now Soren Janssen going after it here. And still Walsh hurt on the play and now getting tended to by the trainer, Tyler Sleeper. Here's the puck. Nykop back down low, trying to feed it on to Vecchione. Vecchione will have to get position here against Jake Downing, digging in hard for the puck once again. Play continues on as the puck is loose in towards the right corner boards. where it is Downing and Nykop now battling there, jousting as it goes back to the outside right circle onto Ambergy's stick. Ambergy keeps it in momentarily. Vecchione gets some help and plays it now back behind the net. Storm will try to get a quick little change in here as Durante's and Lappin, that is Tim Lappin, come onto the ice. And now the puck going now into that left corner where it's taken away here by Sooth. Sooth can't get it out. Good job at Storm keeping it in momentarily. But now it does come out, and Ambergy now will have to bring it right back in. Here's Tyler Ambergy down along the right wing side. Outside right circle, tries to push a shot to the net. That one's blocked off there. And now with it, the Storm. It is Durante's looking back, spinning around with a shot to the net. That one steered away there by Matt Morris. Now played back down low. This line of Lappin, that is Tim Lappin, and Andrew Durante's with Sean Murphy doing a good job here, battling down low, keeping the Dubuque Fighting Saints in their own zone for now. Here's a chance here as the Ambergy upends Freshie, and the fans want to call. Here's now Gergensen's. What a move! And Gergensen's to the net scores! It doesn't get prettier than that, and Zymgus Gergensen's just showed why he's a top NHL prospect in the USHL. My goodness, what a goal. Zymgus Gergensen's displaying some beauty there. Right around Phoenix Copley. Time of the goal, 11 minutes and 5 seconds in. There is nothing that Copley could have done. And it's Gergensen's third point of the year, his first goal of the season, as the fans wanted a delayed penalty there against the Storm, but they never got the hand up. But it didn't matter because Gergensen's would have finished it off anyways. And Dubuque now taking a lead up 2-1 here as they've scored 2 second period goals to take this lead. Now, Jim Montgomery wants to talk to the referee, Brett Shiva. Montgomery, as they announce the goal here. So Zymgus Gergensen gets the goal, and Eric Freshie will get the assist. No second assist on the goal. So it'll be just Gergensen from Freshie, and for Eric Freshie, it's his second point of the year, first assist of the season for the Fighting Saints. But the Saints now have a lead of 2-1 as the shots on goal 11-11. Storm did a good job with that fourth line battling down low, and then the puck came back the other way. And now Shiva talking sternly here with Jim Montgomery. And apparently didn't like what Montgomery said. Lundy and Bonner getting ready to take the faceoff here following the goal. And they will get it here. As the Storm now winning this faceoff and trying to keep it away here from the Fighting Saints. Up along the right wing side. Here comes Middleton winding up with a drive in on goal. Save, rebound in front. Opportunity there for Bonner. And that would have made a fan happy back in Kearney possibly, as Bonner nearly scored the goal there to tie this game back up. Storm down here, 2-1. Here's Middleton now darting ahead. Middleton loses his edge, comes back to Bonner. Bonner streaking it, puts a shot to the net. Saved away by Morris. Rebound off to the side. Morris covers it up with 8:28 to go in the second period. It is 2-1 in favor of the Saints as the Storm on the border giving a second goal, but that is not the case. It is 2-1 in favor of Dubuque, as they take a media timeout here. Since 1981, they've been combining what tastes so good with what is so good for you. You wouldn't call this impossible. You'd call it TCBY, the country's best yogurt. And the Storm here in the second, down by a goal at 2-1 after Nick Lappin got his first of the year back in the first period, 7:44 in from Tyler Ambergy. But here in the second, a shorthanded tally for the Fighting Saints, 4:57 in. It would be Tyler Lundy from TJ Moore. That would tie the game up for the Fighting Saints. And then moments ago, 11:05 in, Zymgus Gergensen's a beautiful goal right through the crease area, putting a great move in on Copley, scores in on Copley. And he'll get his first of the year, assisted there by Eric Freshie. So that is where we are at right now with the Fighting Saints with the lead. And the Storm are trying to find a way to get this game tied back up in some way. And as the fans now figure out that the score, and now they do correct it here on the scoreboard. As the left circle draw will come up here, Nick Lappin, will try to win the draw but could not. One here by the Saints, and the Storm now trying to get to it here. Is Kenny Brooks a shot in on goal? Save, rebound off in front, and trying to get there was Nick Lappin, but he could not get the shot in on goal. Now it's Kenny Brooks spinning around with a shot save there made by Morris, and he'll hang on here with 8:14 to go in the second period. 2-1 is the score. The Saints have the lead now with 2 second period goals. So the cowbells, much like Waterloo, just something for a broadcaster to be annoyed with. They are all over and right in front of you. And this arena, by the way, is made out of metal virtually. The stands are metal, the ceiling metal, so everything keeps right into the Mystique Ice Center, and it stays loud. Different kind of atmosphere here in Dubuque. Off the draw, Storm winning this faceoff here as it is now Lapping, looking down for Heike Liedis. Liedis with that puck, trying to see if he can get it back to Nick Lapping. Could not. Now the Saints with it as they escape back to center ice. Left wing side, Jake Downing with it. Downing checked there by Heike Liedis. Though the Storm watch it go back in their own zone and teed up there by Tri-City netminder Phoenix Copley, who surrendered his first two goals of the year. Puck up in the air, sent ahead, and now it's Nick Lapping coming ahead. They'll call him offsides here as the puck went across the blue line, but the linesman, being Brian Oliver, thought Nick Lapping was offside, so he called him there, and so they'll move the faceoff all the way back into the Storm zone, even though the pass came from the Storm blue line, just outside the blue line. So a bad break here for the Storm, and they'll have a faceoff in their defensive zone with 7:42 to go here in the second period, and the score remaining 2-1 in favor of Dubuque. Freshy now able to get this faceoff win here for the Fighting Saints, going back behind the net. Freshy, a backhand attempt on the wraparound, saved by Copley easily, and Copley will hold on to it for another faceoff coming up in the Tri-City zone. Taking a look at that Midway Auto Group scoreboard update. Cedar Rapids and Muskegon in the first period, by the way, scoreless, as there was no score when we checked on that score, the Central Hydraulic First Image Report. So it is scoreless in the first period between Muskegon and Cedar Rapids. That's just a quick update there on the Midway Auto Group scoreboard update. Still 3-1 Waterloo, by the way, over the Lincoln Stars. Keep an eye on those scores throughout this evening, of course. Don't forget, coming up on Inside the Booth, we'll be joined by Adam Micheletti. He's the Director of Hockey Operations for the Dubuque Fighting Saints. We'll talk with him coming up on Inside the Booth. Here's the puck now, bounced up off the end boards here in the Storm end, and it is Ambergy collecting it here, passing on right wing, giving it to Vecchione. Vecchione skates in with a shot, scores! As the puck goes in, and will it be that of Thomas Nykop or Michael Vecchione? Nykop celebrates the goal either way. We'll see who they give it to, but it looked awfully close. Vecchione might get the goal, and it might be Ambergy either way with an assist, and Ambergy is going to get a second point of the night. Tyler Ambergy, in his debut game, able to help generate that chance up ice. Now, if it is Nykop, it won't matter because either way, it will be Ambergy on the assist. So 2-1 is the score, or 2-2, excuse me, is the score. Storm tie it up. Time of the goal, 12 minutes and 45 seconds in to period number two. An even strength goal here for the Storm, and they tie it back up. And Ambergy assisting on his second goal of the game. And we'll see the... So it's Michael Vecchione with the goal. So Ambergy with his second assist of the game. And I don't know if they'll get a second assist on that goal or not, but Tyler Ambergy, two assists in his debut game for the Storm. So far looking good doing it. The first multi-point game of the season, by the way, for any Tri-City Storm member, it will be Tyler Ambergy. Quick note there, 2-2 is our score. Puck back to center ice, Dubuque with it. Storm trying to force a turnover as it goes back across the blue line. Storm will get to it here as Middleton has it. Middleton.
From the Breeze 94.5 studios, I'm Brad Beam, breaking into storm action for storm warnings. These are legitimate National Weather Service storm warnings. The National Weather Service in Hastings has issued a tornado warning in effect for Buffalo counties. This does include the city of Hastings. National Weather Service Doppler radar is indicating a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado. This dangerous storm was located near Kearney and moving to the northeast at 40 miles per hour right now. Kearney is in a tornado warning. Also, the city of Riverdale. Tornadoes are difficult to see, especially at night. You should be taking cover now if you are in the Buffalo County area. Again, recapping, a tornado warning remaining in effect for northwestern Kearney County and south central Buffalo County. Now, that does include the city of Kearney, as well as a little off to the west and to the northwest, Riverdale as well. But this also does include a portion of Interstate 80, pretty much from it would be the Gibbon exit out to the Elm Creek exit. A tornado warning also accompanying a severe thunderstorm warning, but the city of Kearney right now is in a tornado warning We will continue to update you if conditions do warrant here on the Breeze 94.5. So that is what is happening National Weather Service storm-wise. We now take you back out to the Tri-City Storm in Dubuque, Iowa with Skip Berry.
And thank you very much, Brad. Once again, if you're just rejoining us on the Breeze 94.5 FM, it is still with 5:17 left. 2-2 is the score. The Storm getting a couple quality chances on Matt Morris. For those of you watching on Fast Hockey, of course, getting to see that. The Storm, though, 2-2 is the score and have a defensive zone draw. Upcoming is Copley, able to make a save, and now getting a draw in his own end. Here's the puck now, up along the right wing side. It'll be Kenny Brooks trying to play it up the wing, and this one will go all the way down the ice. Hakey Lidas will go after it here, and we get a whistle, and it will be icing against the Storm with 5:09 to go here in the second period. 2-2 is the score. So, don't have any updates on the tornado warning, but again, we will probably break at some point in the intermission for that as well to give you the latest from Brad Beam back at the KLIQ studios in Hastings. So stay tuned for that upcoming. And we'll try to pass on any information that's sent via Brad Beam to us here in Dubuque. Here's Ambergy with the puck, playing it now on to Hakey Lidas as the Storm dart away from their own zone. Lidas moving in with a shot to the net. That one goes wide. All the way around the boards, back towards Ambergy at the right point. Storm just trying to get control of it here. Sent out of the zone here by the Saints as Sooth breaks ahead. Here's Sooth moving in. Good check there on the play by Ambergy, keeping him from going forward. The former teammate of Shane Sooth, Tyler Ambergy, able to slow him on down. And the play continues on, tied up outside that right circle. Now sliding on down to the corner as it is Greg Johnson trying to get to it. But Sooth now with it, tries to pass it off into the slot to Shane Walsh. A shot, and he misses the net wide to the left as the puck is taken here. And now rolled on down the ice as it's deflected out of the zone here by the Storm. It is Cato with it here. 4:24 to go in the second period. The Storm and the Saints tied at 2. Here's Gergensen with a big hit along the end boards there in on Vecchione. The fans celebrate that big hit, and Gergensen tonight, a big player. Here's a chance now, moving back the other way as that of Matheson. That would be Kenny Matheson getting the shot to the net, but that one goes wide. Now here's a chance, Kevin Morris. This year, Gergensen's moving in front of Copley. Copley somehow finds a way to make the save and hangs on with 3:58 to go in the second period. 2-2 is our score. So, the Storm goaltender, Phoenix Copley, who has seen Zymgus Gergensen maybe a little too much in the second period, will go to the locker room and probably tell his guys, hey, let's not let this guy get any more quality chances down low, because Zymgus Gergensen is a beast, and he stays on this ice here with this left circle draw upcoming. Gergensen, folks, if you haven't heard his name by now, I don't know where you've been, but I'll tell you right now, he'll be playing for the World Junior team for Latvia. Latvia will be a young team at the World Juniors this year, playing against Canada in the U.S., and he will help that team tremendously over the next maybe possible couple years. But Zymgus Gergensen will leave and miss 7 games here in the USHL season, and oh, by the way, he'll probably likely be a top 10 pick in the NHL draft. We'll talk about that coming up with Adam Micheletti on Inside the Booth in just a few. There's a puck up the left wing side. This one taken back here. It is now Brad Shearhorn in a collision as that of Davey Middleton and Tim Bonner collide, and Shearhorn brought the puck ahead, and it was offsides there for the Storm. The fans celebrate the Storm colliding there at the blue line. 3:33 left here in the TCBY second period of play. It is 2-2. So, faceoff coming up. Here's a chance. As the puck gets brought across the blue line, taken here is Nykop moving in. Nykop down low. Janssen putting a shot to the net. That one goes back down and along the way. We're going to get to Brad Beam in just a few here at the next stoppage possibly. Lundy moves ahead. Here's a chance now as it goes back down along the end boards. Played away here as it is Lundy with it again. Lundy looking off in front. Here's a shot in on goal, saved away by Copley as Moore gets another crack at it. But Moore could not quite chop the shot in on goal there. 3:04 to go here in the second period. 2-2 is our score. Here's a chance again. Here's Moore in front. Could not get a shot. This one taken back. And now the puck moved away here as it is Janssen darting ahead to center ice. Here's the puck. As the puck goes back along the end boards here, it'll be played back down to the left corner. And now moved away here by Cornelier. 2:40 to go in the second period. And After the second period is over, we are going to go to Brad Beam back at the KLIQ studios for a quick weather update. Back in the Tri-Cities where tornado warnings are in effect. We'll get the latest from Brad in just a few. Here's Murphy now up the left wing side. Moving across the blue line. Lost the puck on the way there. Dubuque has it. 2:20 to go now in the second. As it's played up the left wing side. And Gardner will deflect it up into his own bench and at a play. And that'll stop play here at 2-2 with 2:16 to go in the TCBY second period of play. Don't forget, fans, you're going to want to get onto Facebook here in a few. You'll have a chance to win a gift card from the country's best yogurt. If you know the question, coming up on Facebook in just a few. We'll have that in a second. So I'll be sure to tune into Facebook here in just a few. And we'll get that up there. Off the draw at center ice as the puck was deflected into the Dubuque bench. The Fighting Saints get to it here. And now it's pushed ahead by Heikki Liitas, who steals it away. Heikki Liitas moves across the blue line. Up along the left wing side, Kenny Brooks couldn't quite get to it. Now Nick Lappin comes in for a check. Tries to separate his man from the puck, and he did, but the Saints get to it here. Now Ambergy coming in and knocking Walsh on down to the ice. The former teammate there of Ambergy, Shane Walsh, taking all sorts of abuse here tonight by the Storm as Nick Lappin, or excuse me, make that Tim Lappin and Tyler Ambergy now. A couple big hits on that of Shane Walsh, the former Storm member. Here's now Nick Lappin moving in. Nick Lappin walks in. Opportunity tries a backhand, a pass off to Heikki Liitas, but a turnover here. And here come the Saints back the other way. A minute 30 to go here in the second period. As the puck goes bouncing up off the end boards, a chance here as Shane Walsh passes, tries to pass it off in front, but it goes now back to the blue line. On now to the stick of Cato. Cato passes off towards Freshie, deflects up off his stick, and now in along the end boards, here we go. It's Shane Sooth for Dubuque. Pass down low into the right corner, spinning around. Here's a chance for Morris. It is Kevin Morris spinning off in front, tries to push a shot to the net, saved by Copley, rebound in front of the crease. We get a whistle with the referee. Brent Sheva losing sight of it, and then the Storm come and take exception to their goaltender getting clobbered there. And now, Heikki Liitas will go pick up his stick as he lost it off his hands here with a minute 7 to go in the second period. And nothing coming here. The score 2-2. Again, reminder, we have the latest on the tornado warning in the central Nebraska region from Brad Beam in just a few minutes, hopefully, as we get this game back going underway here. That's coming up in just a bit, right here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And, of course, we'll cut to him right after this period is over before we go to a quick break here on the Storm Radio Network and come back with the Central Hydraulic second emission report. We'll get to, hopefully, the Inside the Booth segment with Adam Micheletti. If not, that is fine. We will get the latest coming up here from Brad Beam. And now a penalty after all of that, and it's going to go against Davey Middleton. This will put the Dubuque Fighting Saints to the power play here with, well, now they say they're going to send Davey Middleton off the ice. So the tornado warning, by the way, has expired, just so you know. But Brad Beam will have the latest in just a few. Davey Middleton sent off the ice, as was his counterpart. I didn't quite see it here, but no power play coming to either side. So kind of a weird situation here. Looking like possibly 10-minute misconducts here. Time of all this, by the way, coming here at 18:53. We'll see what the official announcement is on that coming up in just a few. There's the puck up the left wing side with under a minute to go in the period. Storm's Michael Vecchione scoring his first, by the way, as a member of the Tri-City Storm. As assisted there by Ambergy here in the second to get the Storm to tie up this hockey game. It is 2-2 here in the second. 45 seconds left. Dubuque now just trying to play it up the right wing side out to center ice. It is Lundy across the blue line, taken away here. Here's now Brad Shearhorn passing on to Tim Lappin. Tim will pass back to Shearhorn. Back now to Tim Lappin looking in front. Tries to push a pass maybe over towards Sins, but that one's easily intercepted away here by the Saints. And the Saints now with 25 seconds left here in the second period. Watch it go all the way down deep in the Tri-City zone, where first to get to the puck there is Greg Johnson. Under 20 seconds to go in the period. A fast, eventful period with three goals combined between these two clubs. Although the Storm came into the period with a lead, they're going to hopefully stay to a tied hockey game after two as Copley covers up the puck as it comes to him. And he covers it up off to the side with 7 seconds left here in the TCBY second period of play. Again, since 1981, they've been combining what tastes so good with what is so good for you. You wouldn't call this impossible. You'd call it TCBY, the country's best yogurt. And the question I have now up on Facebook, do you know who tonight's TCBY player of the period is? That's right. Do you know who tonight's TCBY player of the period is? In just a second, you will be able to win possibly a gift certificate from TCBY. There's a chance coming from Jake Downey and tries to wind up at the buzzer, but he fans on it there. And so that will do it for 40 minutes of action where the Dubuque Fighting Saints score two goals with the Storm score one goal to get it right back to an even score as Vecchione from Ambergy is the final goal of that period, 12:45 in. And it is 2-2 after 40 minutes of action. We're going to take a quick break, come back to the Storm Radio Network in just a second as we go back to Brad Beam. Go onto the Storm Facebook page, and you can have a chance to win a TCBY gift card here in just a bit as we'll get to that. But let's go back to Brad Beam back at the KLIQ studios.
All right. Thank you very much, Skip. Now, we need to tell you about a little bit of severe weather impacting parts of central Nebraska this evening. Right now, all the warnings have been allowed to expire. Now, there was a tornado warning that did include the city of Kearney and portions of Buffalo County. Luckily, that was allowed to expire about 5 minutes ago. Did pass that along to you. Skip was able to relay that to you. So kind of an intense situation weather-wise here in central Nebraska. There is a line of strong thunderstorms that is extending from Holdridge to the northeast and over by Elm Creek, Riverdale up to the Ravenna area right now. That is moving to the northeast, so we also expect that line of storms to be moving through the Hastings area, the Grand Island area, getting all of the Tri-Cities by the time it's all said and done. But luckily, right now, the warnings with these storms have been allowed to expire. There are no current tornado warnings. There are no severe thunderstorm warnings. However, a tornado watch does remain in effect until midnight tonight for pretty much the entire listening area. For the Breeze 94.5. Now that would include Hall County with Grand Island. That would include Adams County with Hastings. That would include Buffalo County with Kearney. That would include Dawson County with Lexington. Running through the list real quick. Adams County, Boone County, Buffalo County, Custer, Dawson, Franklin, Frontier, Furnace, Gosper, Greeley, Hall, Hamilton, Harlan, Howard, Kearney, Merrick, Nance, Phelps, and then some other counties to the west, to the east, to the north, but pretty much the entire Breeze 94.5 listening area and the entire Tri-Cities in a tornado watch until midnight tonight. Some severe thunderstorms could still roll through. Some strong thunderstorms probably more likely to be what it is as it rolls through. So with that, that is the update from the studio. If anything does pop up that is immediately threatening, we will break into the Storm game to let you know what those weather conditions allow. But right now, we will send it back out to Dubuque, Iowa, the Storm Radio Network, and Skip Berry with Tri-City Storm Hockey, the kind of storm we like.
Yes, indeed, with the Storm, of course, tying the game up in the second period. 2-2 is the score. Thank you very much, Brad Beam. And after two periods of play, the Storm able to weather a little bit of a storm there by the Saints as the Saints took the lead, but, of course, tying it back up. We're going to take a quick break, talk about it next on the Central Hydraulic First News Report. We'll get to Adam Micheletti as well. All that and more still ahead right here on the Storm Radio Network. The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings.
The Tri-City Storm has pink ice.
Check it out.
Saturday, October 15th, the Storm battled the Chicago Steel.
And it's pink in the rink night.
In support of breast cancer awareness.
The Storm will be in special jerseys.
And the ice will be pink.
For the first time ever.
You gotta see it to believe it.
Plus, catch another rockin' runs of Boost Game Skate.
With free ice skating.
Purchase your tickets before the day of the game and save $1 on each ticket.
Tri-City Storm Hockey.
It's the number one party in town.
And Saturday, October 15th,
it's pink in the rink night.
Learn more at stormhockey.com.
Tri-City Storm Hockey.
Presented by Viero.
This is the sound of fresh avocado, onions, and tomatoes being transformed into guacamole to give a kick of flavor to the all-new California Whopper sandwich from Burger King. The sound of the union of cool, refreshing guacamole, delicious fire-grilled beef, sizzling bacon, and Swiss. Behold, the complex combination of boldness and full-flavored goodness. This is the sound of the California Whopper. Now go to Burger King and experience the flavor. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
So what does a good time sound like?
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything. But there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. Bud Light. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Central Hydraulic can also supply you with great products like Adrian Steel Toolboxes, Ladder Racks, Pronghorn Utility Bodies, Flatbeds, Tommy Gate Lifts, and Bosch Snow Plows. Central Hydraulic also has a large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney. Call 308-237-2625 or check them out on the internet at centralhydrauliconline.com.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
It's now time for the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Once again, here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Barry.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Central Hydraulic Second Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the internet at centralhydrauliconline.com. In just a second, we'll get the Stadler Implement Period Recap, as well as inside the booth with my guest here tonight, Adam Micheletti, the Director of Hockey Operations for the Dubuque Fighting Saints. We'll talk to him in just a couple seconds. But before we do that, let's recap that eventful second period. And we'll go back to the first period where the goal scoring started, 7:44 in. It's Nick Lapp and his first goal of the season, his 14th career goal, getting it from Tyler Ambergy. And would you know it, Tyler Ambergy getting his first point of the season for the Tri-City Storm. He wasn't done there. We'll talk about that in a second. 7:44 in to the first, the Storm get a goal, and they lead 1-0 after one. But then, in the second period, it was Tyler Lundy shorthanded on a great play by TJ Moore off the left wing boards, just passing it off in front. Lundy scoring it shorthanded. 4:57 in, and it is a 1-1 hockey game, just like that. Dubuque Fighting Saint fans were complaining about a possible call. They wouldn't get it, but Zimgus Gergensens made the Storm pay anyways. Assisted there by Eric Freshy, 11:05 in. Gergensens with a beautiful goal, and you're going to learn why he's going to be one of the top NHL draft picks in just a second with Adam Micheletti, but what a beauty it was. Gergensens scoring it there, and 11:05 in. It's Gergensens from Freshy right now, might have a second assist on that goal as well, as it started back in the Dubuque zone when they made that play quickly up ice. So the Fighting Saints, who had a 2-1 lead at that point, well, that would evaporate at about a minute 40 later, because then it was Michael Vecchione on a quick release shot that fooled the goaltender Matt Morris, somehow snuck in behind him and rolled into the back of the cage just across that goal line, assisted there by Tyler Ambergy. We'll see if that also gets corrected a little bit later. But Ambergy, the first Tri-City Storm player this season to get a multi-point game in the second game of the year for the Storm, and he's doing it against his former club, who he won a Clark Cup championship with last season. And so Tyler Ambergy, 12:45 in, assisting on the Vecchione goal. They have Roboski on that goal. That is not correct. It is Vecchione. So that is where it's at. 2-2 after two. Shots on goal in the second. Storm had 8 shots on goal, while Dubuque gets a total of 10. The Storm now outshooting the Fighting Saints 16-15 as goaltender Phoenix Copley, a little bit more of an opportunity to have to make some key saves there. 13 total saves, by the way, now in the game for Phoenix Copley on 15 shots. Matt Morris, just a total of 14 saves on 16 shots as he had to turn away 7 of 8 again in that period. Faceoffs in the game, 8 apiece in that second period. Overall in the game, it is favoring the Storm 16-15, much like the shots on goal. Overall, the Storm are 0-1 with the man advantage. Dubuque also 0-1. And that is where we are at. As, by the way, Davey Middleton getting a face masking penalty, Matthew Cato getting a roughing call at 18:53, and that is why they went off. They'll come back on the ice here in just a few. There is the Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement, making farming easier in the great state of Nebraska, with a great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. And now we move in to inside the booth. A little bit of a delay with tornadoes going on back in central Nebraska. And here are the Saints. Well, they're in front of their home crowd and a little less of a crowd here tonight, partly because of a big high school football game going on in the area. But Adam Micheletti, that won't stop the Dubuque Fighting Saint fans that are here, of course, celebrating what happened at the end of last year and certainly want to see this team. And there's expectations this year. And I guess that's where we start inside the booth here tonight, Adam. You look at this team, and they are very good, obviously, up front once again. A little bit more inexperienced on the back end, but overall, they're still good back there with Mike Matheson and Teddy Doherty. Overall, though, expectations are on this team now from your fan base and probably from a lot of people in the league. How does that sit with the Dubuque organization as a whole?
You know, obviously it's something that we want. We're in a good spot with that. It's definitely different, though. Every team that comes in here, we've got a bullseye on our back. And it's something, though, that we're excited and we're embracing. And it's good for our kids to experience something like this.
And so that brings me to my point, I guess. Because you guys got to experience that, you take a look at just the overall, I guess, landscape of, you know, when you look at it, the overall landscape of winning a Clark Cup and then going into a season where, all right, no expectations last year, and you do it, and then the expectations this year to maybe repeat, if not to be a favorite to win the Eastern Conference as well, along with Green Bay right up there. When you look at that and you see your guys have to react to it, because there's still some guys that were on this team last year, you know, more notably, obviously, Zimgus, we'll talk about in a second, TJ Moore, Tyler Lundy. You look down, I know I'm forgetting a couple others, but the point being is Shane Walsh was another one. These guys are now looked at as champions.
Right, right.
They do have a target on their back. How do you think they are dealing with it?
You know, I think they're doing very well. Gergensen's is just a heck of a captain for us, and they're really leading by example. Their hard work, day in and day out, off the ice, on the ice, really sets the tone for the entire team. And with the young kids that you mentioned coming in, it's really important to show what it takes to be successful in this league. A lot of them are used to either midget hockey, high school hockey, you know, even North American League. It's still a little different. It's the one difference with the USHL is that, you know, there are obviously some teams that are better than others, but there isn't anything such as an easy win. And I think that's the biggest thing that, you know, our players are learning. Last weekend was a great example, losing with 10 seconds left on a shorthanded goal, where we just we took things too lightly. And our veterans really need to push us through, especially the first half of the season when our young guys are learning the ropes.
Again, my guest on Inside the Booth, he is the Director of Hockey Operations for the Dubuque Fighting Saints, Adam Micheletti. And Adam, you know, you look at a guy who you let go from the Fighting Saints, Jim Montgomery, of course, needing to get the roster down with 491s. You can only have four this year, four 20-year-olds. Tyler Hamburg, he was the guy that ended up parting ways. And tonight, instantly getting two assists. First multi-point game by a Storm player this season, and it happens to be a – but he's a guy that does have still a lot of potential. So how hard was it of a decision for you guys to let go your most experienced defenseman coming back into the year, because he was the only one as far as returners go, and knowing that he is a guy that can contribute still – I guess, how much of a tough decision is that when you know you have to cut it down? It's almost like you want to keep him, but you don't at the same time, because you have to cut a roster.
Right. No, it was tough. It was a decision that, you know, that we discussed all offseason. And, you know, you always have to make tough decisions. And we looked at our roster, and we looked at what we had. We looked at what we thought we could get either through trades during the season. And, you know, in the end, it was a tough decision, but we had to make it. And we're just going forward with it. We know that our defensemen, you know, even though they're young and inexperienced, they're all smart. And so second half of the year, you know, we plan on them being able to carry us. And, you know, we expect to have a, you know, our team's different this year than last season. And, you know, we're still moving forward and still trying to build and teach the kids. And, you know,
don't have a lot of time, but I do need to get to them, because these are a couple guys that people in the USHL will hear a lot about this year. Zimgus Gergensen's, you've already heard a lot about him. If you haven't heard about him, then you're in a cave somewhere. Beautiful goal, obviously, in the second period. He's that kind of player. But overall, this is a roster as a few other guys, and Teddy Doherty, as well as that of Mike Matheson. I want you to get your thoughts on all three guys. Where's their NHL potential? First, starting with Zimgus.
Well, you know, Zimgus is going to be a top six NHL forward. He's not going to be the guy who puts up 85, 90 points in the league, but he's going to be that guy that wins championships for you. He's going to be, you know, he might end up being a winger in the NHL, but he's going to be that guy. You know, he's out there on the ice every time, because he's going to hit you hard. And he's, the best thing about him is that he never takes a shift off. He never, you know, he never takes a rep off in the weight room. He's just a great leader, and he's going to be that guy you win championships with. Mike Matheson, he's still learning the ropes, because he did play midget hockey last year. The defensive side of his game is improving every day. He really wants to learn, which makes things, you know, a lot easier on our coaching staff. But his offensive upside, his skating ability, he's probably the best pure skater in the league. And he's still only, you know, he's still 94. But he's going to be that offensive guy who runs a power play in the NHL. And then Teddy Doherty is a smaller guy. You know, he still needs to keep working on off ice with his strength and conditioning. But his vision is just incredible, and it's a kid who, you know, because he's smart and because he has that vision, as long as he puts in the time and effort to really get in good shape, especially at his height, you know, he's got a shot.
Again, he is Adam Micheletti, the Director of Hockey Operations for the Dubuque Fighting Saints, joining me here on Inside the Booth on the Central Hydraulics Second Intermission Report. Adam, it is a pleasure to catch up with you. Sorry the time was not as long as I expected, but appreciate your time coming over. And best of luck for the Duke Fighting Saints now in the Eastern Conference. So we don't have to worry about you guys other than one more time this year.
Yeah. Thanks, Skip. Appreciate it.
Thank you. There you go. Adam Micheletti, my guest once again. We'll take a quick break. Come back. The Midway Auto Group scoreboard next right here on the Storm Radio Network. The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings.
We all make bad choices in life. Eating Aunt Betty's latest meatloaf recipe. Jumping a new bike over a flimsy plywood ramp. Or picking up a hitchhiker in a bright orange jumpsuit. We can't help you with a lot of bad decisions, but Vero Wireless can help you make the smart choice in smartphones. Right now, buy one BlackBerry Curve or Motorola XT720 Android smartphone and get another of the same model free. But supplies are limited, so hitch a ride to Vero Wireless, where the smart choice is your choice. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punch, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You'll find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
This is the Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard update.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Barry.
Taking a look at some scores around the USHL. It's a final now from Ann Arbor. The U-17s finally do lose. They lose to the Indiana Ice 5-3. The final, Indiana coming from behind to win that hockey game. After two in Green Bay, the Des Moines Buccaneers to the Storm will play tomorrow night in Urbandale, Iowa. Well, it is 4-2 Green Bay after two. And also Cedar Rapids, they are beating now Muskegon in the second period, 3-0 the score. Omaha and Fargo in the third period skating scoreless there. It's Lincoln-Waterloo. It is Waterloo 3, Lincoln 2, after two periods of play. And in the second period now, it is Youngstown with a 1-0 lead over the Chicago Steel. Again, 1-0 in the second period, 10:32 to go there. Storm right now tied 2-2, going to the third period in just a few right here on the Storm Radio Network. This has been the Midway Auto Group scoreboard update. Think hassle-free, think midway.com. Be back in a few with the Complete Nutrition third period next right here on the Storm Radio Network.
This is the sound of fresh avocado, onions, and tomatoes being transformed into guacamole to give a kick of flavor to the all-new California Whopper sandwich from Burger King. The sound of the union of cool, refreshing guacamole, delicious fire-grilled beef, sizzling bacon, and Swiss. Behold, the complex combination of boldness and full-flavored goodness. This is the sound of the California Whopper. Now go to Burger King and experience the flavor. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
It's now time for the Complete Nutrition third period of play.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Barry.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Complete Nutrition third period of play. We go. The Storm getting the opening draw here and now sending it up in deep in the Dubuque zone as the game is tied 2-2. Entering this third period, the Storm, it's the first time, of course, they've entered a period with a tied hockey game as they led 1-0 against Sioux City after two last Friday night. Puck comes out of the zone as it goes back to Greg Johnson. Johnson will just take the puck, flip it in deep. Gets upended there on a check there by the Saints. And now it goes back up the left wing side. Here's TJ Moore moving it ahead. Puck will come bouncing up off the end boards here. And the Storm collecting it in their own zone, trying to make the play up along the right wing side. Here's Kenny Brooks knocking it to center. Back in across the blue line. It is Shane Walsh with it. Walsh hassled on the play there by Roboski. As the play will now go back out towards center ice. And now played back the other way as it's moved up in towards the right corner where the Saints just played up that left wing side all the way down the ice. Skating after it hard is J.D. Peterson. And with a minute, 1 second gone here in the third period, Davey Middleton and Matthew Cato will come out of the box. So they've served their two-minute minors. Cato for roughing at 18:53 into the second. 18:53 into the second for Middleton, face masking, and they come out of the sin bin. And a face-off coming up inside the Dubuque zone. Faceoff taken here, and the Saints trying to clear it out to center ice. They do. Bouncing puck up in the air. It gets swatted down there by Sins, and we get an offsides here against the Saints. That'll stop play once again. Another faceoff upcoming outside the Tri-City blue line this time. In this 2-2 hockey game. Again, goals tonight. Lappin and Vecchione for the Storm. Lundy and Gergensens for the Saints. An impressive goal, by the way, by Zimgus Gergensens. This will likely be on the USHL Plays of the Week next week. You'll want to watch it because there's nothing Phoenix Copley could have done against that type of talent. Gergensens is a lot like Jaden Schwartz was for the Tri-City Storm a couple years ago. This guy is extremely good, and he will single-handedly win the Dubuque Fighting Saints some games. So, by the way, the Saints have some good players around him as well. There's a chance now as the puck goes back towards the blue line, taken away here. Here's Hansen darting ahead for the Saints. Hansen in on the attack, one-on-one with Sins, goes back in front, tries to pass it off there. Great save by Copley. Rebound comes back in front, and Copley stays down low, trying to keep it out of the net, and he does. Good job by the reigning co-Reebok goalie of the week to make that save there. As shots on goal now, 16 apiece, as the Storm came into the period outshooting the Saints 16-15. After Dubuque outshot the Storm, though, in that second period, 10-8. Nothing like the second period at the Fall Classic. This is a much different Storm team. Now as Amberge stretches ahead, comes in on the attack, tries to make the play back to Sean Murphy. Greg Johnson will elect to back up here. As moving it ahead, he is Kenny Matheson. Matheson up the right wing side. He'll take a check there. Collision there by Durantes up in the right corner of the Tri-City zone. Durantes will get the puck back, and now the Storm look to alleviate the pressure by moving out of the zone quickly. Here's Sean Murphy moving on the attack. Stops. Loses the puck as it goes back into the right corner. Durantes with a hit there. The puck will go back to center ice. And with it now is J.D. Peterson. Sends it cross ice onto Roboski. Keeps away from Cornelier. And Lawrence Cornelier just trying to get a big hit there on Roboski. Couldn't do so. Dubuque completes their line change here with 17:20 to go in this third period. 2-2 is the score. The Storm and the Saints tied up here in this third period. Storm came out with an excellent game plan in that first period. Tyler Amberge, the first Storm player, by the way, at the multi-point game, is Cato with a slap shot from the right point in the Tri-City zone for Dubuque. That one's blocked away there. And now onto the stick of Roboski, who retreats in his own zone, passing it in behind the net onto J.D. Peterson. Peterson will play up that left wing side. The Storm tap it up the wing. And now here's Middleton sending it ahead. Davey Middleton, he's due for a goal here. The way he's played tonight, the way he's played overall. Here's Middleton in front. Speaking of the devil, his shot saved somehow by Matt Morris. Oh my goodness, how does that not go in for Davey Middleton? He's been spectacular so far. Here's Sins moving on the attack. Coming in with Nick Lappin. The puck will go down to the left corner. In along the end boards here. Hakey Lee is trying to get to it. Buck will squirt away, and now it's taken over here by TJ Moore, and the veteran forward for Dubuque moves ahead. Here's Moore, left wing side into the attack zone. His backhand attempt to the Storm cage. That one is steered away there by Sins, who deflects it away. But here's Sooth getting the turnover away from Sins, goes back behind the net. McArdle in on Shane Sooth. Now tries to check Shane Sooth. Knocks him on down. And a penalty upcoming to McArdle. And it won't draw much activity here as Sooth goes down. Sooth went down partly because of the awkward hit from behind there. But this will be a check from behind against Josh McArdle, who's going to receive his first minor penalty of the season. And again, this one for tripping. They're not going to call it for a check from behind because it was more of a trip there as they collided across. So McArdle goes off, tripping is the call. Dubuque now gets their second power play of the game. Only a total, by the way, here tonight of two power plays coming into this third period combined. And on the Storm power play, Dubuque scoring shorthanded, which would then help them get the lead in that second period, only to be knotted back up by the Storm's Michael Vecchione, who got his first goal of the season as a member of the Storm. And, of course, first goal of the season, period. Shot to the net now. Dubuque on the power play as it is McArdle in the box here for the Storm. Power play time here in the third as Dubuque pushes it back to the blue line. Walsh keeps it in at the blue line, passing on to Mike Matheson into the right circle now. Sooth cross ice, trying to feed it there to Hansen, goes back now to the left point. Matheson getting pressure there, coming in by Bonner. Alleviates it, comes in with a shot, saved by Copley. Rebound off to the side. Copley gets his pad down and makes the save. Back off in front. Walsh could not handle the hot pass, and now he plays it back down outside that right circle to Sooth. Sooth cycles it down low to Zimgus Gergensens. Gergensen stolen away there by Amberge. Sooth will get to it here. Back along the end boards. Good job. Amberge will go after it hard again. The play continues along the end boards. It is Gergensen's. Storm going on him quickly. It's Greg Johnson's task this time to take on Gergensen's, but Gergensen's passes off to Hansen. On back to the blue line to that of Mike Matheson. His shot to the net. That goes wide to the left, excuse me, as Hansen now has it. Hansen with a shot. That one's blocked. It is Amberge trying to fire it out of the zone. Cannot. The puck just bounces around. 45 seconds left here on this Dubuque power play. It's their second of the game and only the third overall for either club. It is Walsh. with the puck, sending it back behind the Tri-City net onto Shane Sooth. Sooth will just try to get it back onto Matheson's stick. Mike Matheson with a shot to the net. That one's blocked away in front. Now it's taken over here by Gergensen's. Gergensen's onto Sooth. Sooth with the puck in front for Walsh. Could not handle the pass, and it pops up over his stick. Now he spins around, fires it back behind the net as it goes around the boards. On out of the stick of Sooth again. Just 17 seconds left on this Dubuque power play. On back to the blue line. It is Matheson. On to Doherty. Doherty walking in, spinning around. Teddy Doherty walking with a shot. Save Copley. Rebound. It is recovered there and covered up by that of the netminder for the Storm, Phoenix Copley, with 7 seconds left on the McArdle penalty for tripping. So, Storm will get back to full strength here. Shots on goal 18-17 now, favoring the Fighting Saints. But getting just only a couple shots on goal here, and Shane Walsh with a couple opportunities, but he's fanned on those chances. Again, Josh McArdle getting that tripping call by 3:50 into this third period. And now the Storm trying to get it out of the zone. They do, and that gets now McArdle back onto the ice, and the Storm now 2-for-2 on the penalty kill. Dubuque tonight 0-for-2. And the Storm now get an icing here against Dubuque, and this will result in a faceoff to go back 200 feet in the Fighting Saints zone with 14:02 to go here in this Complete Nutrition third period of play. Complete Nutrition, once again, the official nutrition supplier of the Tri-City Storm this season. Complete Nutrition is located north of 39th Street on 2nd Avenue in Kearney and one block south of Conestoga Mall on Allen Drive in Grand Island. Look better, feel better, perform better. Complete Nutrition of Kearney and Grand Island. Off the draw, a shot there by Peterson gets towards the net, but sticked away there by the goaltender, Matt Morris, and now played back the other way. Now it's Peterson getting tripped up a little bit on the play. No penalty coming. Play continues on, and now we get a whistle here in offsides against the Saints. And Cornelier and Nykop getting into it a little bit. They call the media timeout here with 13:46 to go in this third period. 2-2 is our score. 18-18 are the shots. And Lawrence Cornelier now looking like he's going to get a penalty here. And do they call a Storm player over? They do not. Lawrence Cornelier is going to get a 2 minutes for slashing call here. So the Storm are going to get their second power play now of the night. Now, the last time the Storm had a power play, they gave up a shorthanded goal, which sparked Dubuque's lead. Lundy got that shorthanded goal, and then Gergensen would follow it up a little more than what would end up being 6 minutes and 8 seconds later. Gergensen would score a beautiful goal. That would give the Saints a lead, but good job by Vecchione as he put a quick wrist shot in on Matt Morris coming in on a pass attempt there by Ambry to get it up to him. Vecchione would score his first of the year, and that's where we're at. So Storm here have a chance on a power play to redeem that shorthanded goal as Lawrence Cornelier goes to the box for slashing. Time of this call coming here at the 6 minute and 14 second mark of this third period. So Storm have to win a draw, try to set up, see if they can get this power play going. Storm will come back on the point with Roboski and J.D. Peterson. It'll be Nick Lappin, Hakey Lidas, and Kenny Brooks. The penalty killers, it was the penalty killers that helped generate the shorthanded goal. Tyler Lundy along with T.J. Moore, and then Matthew Cato along with Mike Matheson. Off the draw is Nick Lappin winning it on back now to Roboski. Roboski with it from the right point, passing off to Hakey Lidas, trying to speed it down low into the right circle. Puck is up in the air, hits the scoreboard, comes back down in play. That will stop play here with 13:38 to go in the third, and they'll take the face off and push it right back into the Dubuque zone. So, another faceoff coming up in the Saints' end, this time in the right circle to the glove side of Matt Morris. In attendance tonight here at the Mystique Ice Center, by the way, 1,945 fans and attendees at the game here this evening. It's off the draw. Storm trying to see if they can get to it here. It is Kenny Brooks now going down to the right corner. He's checked against the boards there by Cato. Puck is free. In behind the cage now as it is Lidas trying to get to it. Goes all the way back to the left point. J.D. Peterson with it. Passing down low. In front. And Lidas just deflecting it forward there. In on goal. Matt Morris just able to play it away from his crease. Here's the puck now. Taken here. Held in by Roboski. Tries to fire a shot. Could not get it through there. Shane Sooth. And the Storm come out of the zone. Have to retreat. Now it's Kenny Brooks coming out of the zone. Puck up in the air. Comes back across the blue line here. And now the Storm from the red line have it once again. Lidas, left wing side, bounces it up into the Dubuque zone. Getting held up a little bit on the play as the Saints fired around the boards all the way down the ice. This obviously will not be icing here with the Storm on the power play for another minute and 5 seconds. 12:50 remaining here in this regulation time. It is a 2-2 score here at the Dubuque's Mystique Ice Center. Here comes Janssen with a wrist shot in on goal. Rebound comes back off in front of the crease. And trying to get to the puck there was Thomas Nykop, but not in time. Clock ticking down here with 45 seconds left on the power play for the Storm. They've gotten their chances. Now they've got to see if they can capitalize. Here's the puck up the right wing side. It is Nykop watching go past him. Puck back, goes back to center, and it sends with it as he moves ahead up the left wing side and just sends it up in deep in the Dubuque zone all the way around the boards. Nykop cuts it off just in that right corner. Down low for Vecchione. Play goes back over to the left corner here where it's taken over. It'll be Dubuque trying to get it out. Good job by Ambergy at the left point, playing it back in behind the net all the way down around the boards again as it goes outside the right circle at the half wall where trying to get to it there is Thomas Nykop doing the splits, trying to see if he can get balance to get to this puck. Played it away here. Here's Vecchione taking a high stick here, and this will be possibly a double minor against Matthew Cato. And Cato is going to go off either way for high sticking. We'll see the damage here as Vecchione taking it in the chops. He might be down for just a little bit. Took it pretty hard there against Matthew Cato. Are they going to call it against Matheson? Excuse me. Looked like it was on Cato. But we'll take Matheson instead to the box. And so that'll put the Storm on a 5-on-3 power play here. Coming up in just a few. And Soren Janssen talking to the referee, Brent Sheba. And there's blood coming off Vecchione's mouth, so it's not a double minor. How's that not a double minor? And there's blood coming right off him. We can see it from the towel. How is that not a double minor? That's exactly what Drew Schenick is talking about right now with the referee, Brent Sheba. That should be a 4-minute minor. As Vecchione took it into the nose and bleeding right now. But they only have 2 minutes up there against that of Mike Matheson. Time of this penalty, by the way, 8 minutes and 10 seconds in, and they're only going to give a single minor. This is not the kind of call you want to see if you're a Tri-City Storm fan. Still a penalty against Dubuque, but Vecchione noticeably bleeding on the bench. They're not going to call the double minor. Interesting. Sins now. A windup, a drilled shot in on Matt Morris, who makes the save and hangs on, but Sins winds up there, and the 5-on-3 officially over. The Storm are on a 5-on-4 once again. Their third power play of the night. Let's see if the third one's a charm for the Storm. 11:44 to go here in this third period. It'll be this time on the draw, Tim Bonner trying to win it against that of Gergensen. Storm do win the opportunity to keep the puck in the zone, although it was won here by the Saints this time. As it's now played away here, and the Saints able to fire it all the way into the Storm end with 1:40 left here on the penalty to Mike Matheson. 11:28 to go here in regulation. Storm trying to see if they can work quickly on the attack of the power play. It is Matt Morris playing it around the boards. Couldn't quite get it out there as he tries to rim it around the boards up towards that left wing side. Storm cut it off, and now it is Brad Shearhorn with it. Shearhorn in the left or right corner, getting it back now towards the right point onto Sins. Now to Ambergy, a slap shot to the net. That one's blocked away there in front. Trying to clear it there with the Saints, but Sins keeps it in. Down low, opportunity. Shearhorn with it. Shearhorn back to Sins. Sins winds up with a drilled shot there towards the cage. That one could not get there to the net. And now J.D. Peterson just slides down from the blue line and tries to generate a chance to be on the net there for Shearhorn, but the puck comes out of the zone. Under a minute left here on this power play. And the Storm just work it right back into the Dubuque zone. Here's the puck now, taken here. Back towards the blue line as it comes out of the zone. Roboski cuts it off, gives on to Heikki Liedis. Liedis comes it down across the attack blue line, giving off, trying to feed it there to Kenny Brooks. Trying to get it ahead there, but now stolen away. And now Lundy with a great back check there by Roboski, who gets back and steals the puck from behind. And now jumps up on the play. The defenseman with a key defensive play there by John Roboski, who able to strip Tyler Lundy of the puck. Now the play continues on along the end boards. 20 seconds left on the Storm power play. Trying to generate some chances as they have it tied up along the end boards here for now. And Heikki Liedis trying to do his part to help out against Cato. Liedis trying to pass it off in front. Couldn't get it there. Shot now gets taken here. Dumped all the way down the ice. And that will pretty much do it for the Storm power play. The Storm tonight will go 0-3 and are now 0-10 on the season on the power play. However, the Storm this season are 8-8 in the penalty kill department. Here's a good chance ahead. It is Ambergy feeding it off to Janssen, but this one intercepted away. And now with it, here comes that of Kenny Matheson, dropping it back to Kevin Morris. His shot to the net. That one goes wide. Now back to Eric Freshy. He puts a shot to the cage. That one's intercepted by Ambergy, who's played very well here in his return against his former club and his first game of the season as a member of the Storm. And, of course, as a member once again here in the USHL, playing his third year in the USHL and fifth year of junior hockey after playing 2 years for the development program. Here's now Matheson. Kenny Matheson sends it cross ice, trying to feed it onto the stick here. In doing so, Teddy Doherty just slides it off into the right corner. 9:05 to go here in the complete nutrition third period of play. 2-2 is our score. Here's the puck now, taken over here. Here's a chance, nice little move, opportunity. Max Gardner, great save there by Copley. Now taken over here by Janssen as he moves ahead. What a save by Copley. Copley tonight, his save percentage at the moment, not exceptional, but that one right there was an exceptional save that kept the Storm here in a tied hockey game. That could be a very important save come to the end of the game. We'll see. Here's the puck now. Up along the left wing side, Shearhorn with it in his own zone. Passes it to center ice, giving off to Tim Bonner. Nice little move by Bonner. Moving in, trying to feed it to Middleton. A shot, rebound in front, and Shearhorn couldn't get there in time. But a penalty upcoming, and it's going to go against the Dubuque Fighting Saints. It's going to put the Storm on their fourth power play of the night. And what a job there by Tim Bonner and Davey Middleton generating that chance, as well as Brad Shearhorn. This line has been very good for the Storm, and they just got another power play chance as Mike Matheson is going to go back to the box here. Time of this penalty at the 11 minute and 34 second mark of the period. Hooking is the call against Matheson, so he comes out of the box and back into the box. And the Storm will now get their fourth power play chance and looking for that first power play goal of the season. 2-2 is our score. As it will be the Storm with this timeout here at the Mystique Ice Center, a chance to maybe get things going here on the power play. The assistant coach, Josh Haugie, barking commands at the guys and trying to get this power play effective. Of course, Josh Haugie, the forwards coach. Eric Fink, the defensive coach for the Storm. While Josh Haugie runs the forwards, he also runs the power play. Josh will then yield the penalty kill, mostly to that of Eric Fink, who also handles the defense. And now Storm trying to set up here last second, and not sure exactly how much time is left on the timeout, but Josh Haugie telling his forwards what he wants. Davey Middleton's going to go out there on this power play along with Kenny Brooks and Brad Shearhorn. And now they're going to pull Middleton back, possibly. It'll be Kenny Brooks instead to come back. So it'll be Bonner, Shearhorn, and Middleton on the power play. Peterson and Roboski at the point. So the Storm now, a key power play once again. They try to win the draw, did not. It is Dubuque that gets this faceoff. Cato sends it all the way down the ice. Copley in behind the net, just trying to play away from the pressure coming in. That pressure provided by Hansen. It is Roboski with it. 8:10 to go here in regulation. Storm. See if they can create a power play goal. J.D. Peterson dumping the pass up into the Dubuque zone, but it bounces up off the end boards there and goes directly up in the air and hits the end netting. So that'll stop play here and move the faceoff outside the zone on a wicked bounce up off the end boards there. Shots on goal, by the way, 19 apiece. Both teams with 19 shots on goal. Storm with 3 here in the period, just 4 for the Dubuque Fighting Saints. And the faceoff, by the way, will come out to center ice, as that is where Peterson fired it up in deep into the Saints zone. Off the draw, push forward here, but Dubuque claims it. And Cato, once again, just sends it down the ice. This will allow the Storm some time in their own zone, though, as it is the Saints backing up out to the neutral zone. And with it here is Peterson. Peterson fires it into the Dubuque zone, around the boards it goes. It is Roboski cutting it off, couldn't quite get to it. Now taken away here by the Saints, and they fire it all the way down the ice, in on Copley. Copley just going to play it away and plays it up that right wing side onto the stick of Kenny Brooks. Brooks down across the attack blue line, chips it across. Late man in the zone, Sins. Sins comes in, fans on a shot, coming off down to Litas. His shot denied by that of Matt Morris. Now the puck off to the right corner. It is Litas to the blue line. Taken here by Amrigy. Plays it back down low. It'll bounce up off the stick of Kenny Brooks. Around the board as it goes. Sins now trying to get to it here with just 49 seconds left on the power play. Here's Brooks now. Kenny Brooks moving in with a shot. That one saved away by Matt Morris. Back to Amrigy. His shot. And that one blocked away. Amrigy then with another return shot. That one's blocked again. And finally, the Saints get it out of the zone. Tyler Amrigy, 2 assists in the hockey game. A multi-point game here tonight for the Storm. And nearly creating a goal here. And that would have been 3 points on the night in his return for the Storm. Ambergy's a big addition, folks. No question about it, as he's generated the 2 goals tonight for the Storm. Here's Sins. Download for Vecchione. Puck bounces back to the high slot. Taken there by Amrigy. Played it off to Janssen. Janssen cross ice. Comes out of the zone, though, as he tries to send a pass through the slot. Deflects out to center, where now Amberge controls. It's Amberge to Janssen. Puck is loose. It'll be Amberge upending Shane Walsh, and a penalty there to Tyler Amberge as he gets tangled up there with Shane Walsh. That'll put Amberge to the box, or they're going to take Janssen. They're going to take Soren Janssen to the box. Janssen's going to get the tripping call here. This is going to give the Dubuque Fighting Saints their third power play of the game. In about 6 seconds. So we'll play 4-on-4 here for 6 seconds. Time of this penalty, 13 minutes and 29 seconds in. As it goes against Soren Janssen here. So the Storm now shorthanded here. As coming out of the box is Mike Matheson. 2-2 is our score. 6:20 to go here in this complete nutrition third period of play. And the Storm trying to fend off this power play now here by the Saints. Up along the left wing side, here comes Shane Sooth. He moves across the blue line, just sends the puck back in behind the Tri-City net. And the puck will go all the way to the outside right circle with Cato now has it. Cato sends it back along the boards there, giving off to Zimgus Gergensens. Gergensens roughed up on the play there by Roboski. Now it's Sooth with it. Sooth looking out in front, getting some pressure here by Greg Johnson. Passes off to Hansen. Now back down low to Shane Sooth. On to now Hansen. Hansen moves in with a shot. That one blocked away there by a stick in front. And now from the right wing half wall, the Saints work back in behind the Storm net. Hansen outside the left circle. Pass back now to the high slot. Cato, a windup, a shot. That was blocked away by Nick Lappin in front. Now the pass goes back to the bottom right circle where Sooth has to collect it here. And Sooth will play it on back towards that left point, giving there to Teddy Doherty. A shot to the net. Redirect scores. It's a power play goal for the Dubuque Fighting Saints. Time of the goal, 14 minutes and 33 seconds in. As Zimgus Gergensens looks like he'll get the goal for Teddy Doherty and Shane Sooth. That's what it appears to be at the moment. And Dubuque reclaims the lead for the second time in the game. Again, looks like Gergensens will get a second of the year. We'll see if that's the official announcement here. But the Storm now trail here 3-2 with 5:25 left here in the third period. Here's Lundy now with it. A shot to the net. Bounces up off the end boards. Copley will just cover it up. And that'll slow things down here with 5:17 to go in regulation. Storm trail 3-2. As they announce the goal here.
Number 23,
Zimgus Gergensens. So Zimgus Gergensens does get the goal, second of the year.
And number 18, Shane Sooth.
So it was indeed Shane Sooth with that second assist. So Sooth and Lundy, or excuse me, Teddy Doherty get the assist. And Zimgus Gergensens gets his second goal of the night, and that's a great deflection in front. Copley watching that puck look like it was going to go wide and just trying to recover, and then Gergensens just deflected it top glove side on Phoenix Copley. 3-2 is the score. Storm still have some time, but here's Lundy coming in with a shot, missing the net high and wide. Storm are going to have to get it back the other way. 21-21 are the shots on goal. Both teams getting equal shots. Good job by the Storm defense, by the way. They've cut down those shots on goal here tonight, as the Saints have not gotten those shots on goal. And so Copley's job may be a little bit easier tonight than it was at the Fall Classic when he faced 40 shots against the Saints. There's now TJ Moore with the Let's Go Saints chant going on here at the Mystique Ice Center. The Storm like to silence this crowd in a hurry, but they can't do so just yet. Here's a chance in front. Shot scores. Gerard Hansen in front. It was Gerard Hansen in front getting a great pass by TJ Moore, and Dubuque has now taken a 2-goal lead, the largest lead by either club tonight, and that came in a hurry as the time of that goal, 15:22, just a total of 49 seconds after the last goal there by Gergensens. And it is a Dubuque lead of 4-2 with 4:30 left here in regulation. And the Storm, who had an upset on their mind in that first period, are looking at a desperation to see if they can get anything back here. Here's now the puck taken here. Freshie across the blue line. We get a penalty coming up, and it's a high stick as Shiva will call off Max Gardner to the box. And so the Storm will get now their fifth power play of the night. So high stick is the call. It is just now the 12th infraction of the night combined. Time of the penalty coming here at the 15-minute and 44-second mark of the period. So the Storm now with a power play. See if they can get it back within one. They're still plenty of time. There's a chance now off the draw as they win the faceoff here. J.D. Peterson's shot, though, gets blocked away and goes off into the right corner. Gergensen's now challenged on the play by Kenny Brooks. The play goes back down along the wall. It is now Lidas out of the right corner, passing on and out to Nick Lappin. Off in front, trying to feed it to J.D. Peterson. Puck intercepted there by Sooth, trying to get it out. It was Roboski trying to keep it in, but the puck will go all the way down the ice with a minute 35 to go here on this power play time for the Storm. It's their fifth power play of the game. Dubuque now, by the way, 1-for-3 with the man advantage tonight. Storm's first power play goal allowed this season. So the Storm penalty kill just 8 of 9 now on the year. Here's the puck now along the end boards. Still a battle here. Still playing it, and it'll be Kenny Brooks now digging after it deep. Minute 10 to go here on this power play for the Storm. 3:23 left here in regulation. Storm trailing now 4-2. Here's now Hakey Lee is trying to get it back to the blue line. Trying to keep it in was Roboski, but stolen away here, and Lundy now has it. Lundy moving ahead. Here's Lundy getting upended there by Roboski. We might have a penalty shot possibly, as instead it'll just be a tripping call as Lundy did not get away. So 4-on-4 hockey here as the power play will be over for the Storm, but a penalty taken here by John Roboski, and no Storm player to the box. And who is it on? No idea just yet. And it appears to be on John Roboski, and he now figures that out and goes to the box. Time of the penalty, 16 minutes and 50 seconds in to this third period. And so the Storm see this penalty. This will give Dubuque then a fourth power play chance here if the Storm keep it this way. So tripping is the call. It's not a penalty shot, which is a good thing because it's kind of suspect there if Lundy even got a little bit ahead, but you never know. Last week we saw two penalty shots in the same game. And so Phoenix Copley, who tonight, a little rougher night. Timeout here taken now by Dubuque, leading by 2 goals, and maybe they're just trying to find a way to finish off the Storm here on this 4-on-4 opportunity. And now the Storm getting an opportunity to talk things over on the bench here. 4-2 is the score at this juncture. Don't forget, fans, you're not going to want to miss this event next Saturday night. It is Pink in the Rink night. Of course, help the Storm fight breast cancer on October 15th. That is Saturday, October 15th, next Saturday. The Storm will be wearing a specialty jersey, of course. It'll be auctioned off at the end of the night, as well as pink ice that night. You have to come see it to believe it. That's right. Pink in the Rink night, October 15th. Get your tickets online at stormhockey.com or by calling the Viero Event Center box office today at 308-338-8011. So Pink in the Rink, and then don't forget, of course, Sunday is the Simply Pink Style Show from the Merriman Center at 4 o'clock. Here's now off the draw. Shane Walsh putting a shot to the net. That's steered away there by Copley. And now it is the Storm coming out of the zone. 4-on-4 here as Vecchione darts up the right wing side, moving in. Slows down a little bit, now puts a shot to the net. That misses wide, all the way back now towards the left point. It is Sins now trying to make a pass into the slot there to Vecchione. Intercepted away. And now with 35 seconds left on the penalty here to Max Gardner, the Storm are waiting here for to be on the penalty kill here for the fourth time tonight. But they're going to try to be on the attack for most of it, probably. Down by 2. Here's Soren Janssen darting in across the attack blue line. He moves in but loses the puck. And now TJ Morovic collides there with Soren Janssen. Play continues on as it'll go back here in the Dubuque zone, and they wait a little bit. Here's now Gergensen's getting a pass from Mike Matheson. Passing off now to Shane Sooth. Turnover here. Kenny Brooks with it. It is Kenny Brooks now getting hooked up a little bit there. Continues on the attack. Lost the puck. The Saints now back onto the power play here with a minute left on the penalty to Roboski. Play continues on as it's moved ahead. It's Teddy Doherty who assisted on the first power play goal of the game. The only power play goal, I should say, as Gergensen's getting his second of the game. Under 2 minutes to go here in regulation. The Saints watch it go back towards center ice, and they can't quite keep it in the zone, but Cato from the neutral zone plays it back ahead there for Gergensen's. Good job there by the Storm. They chop it back to center ice. As the puck gets taken here. And now moved back across the blue line. Sooth intercepted away. It is Bonner with it. Bonner lost the puck there as he gets upended there by Cato from behind. And the play continues on. 22 seconds left on the penalty to Roboski. Gergensen's down across the attack blue line. Passing on to Sooth. Sooth looks around. Looks for the man at the point. Giving off to Teddy Doherty. A slap shot to the net. That one misses wide of the cage. All the way back to the right point. Cato just plays it on down low. And behind the net now, it's Gergensen's passing it off. There's a chance as the puck comes back in front. Here's Sooth with a shot. That one missing that right corner where Sooth was aiming. Here's now Hrabowski out of the box now. He'll go back into the zone defensively. The Saints now 1-for-4 on the power play. The Storm are 0-for-5 with their man advantage tonight. As the score, 4-2 with under a minute left here in regulation. The Storm will have to get ready to play on the road tomorrow night at Buccaneer Arena in Urbandale, Iowa, against the Des Moines Buccaneers. As here comes a shot and a score by Hansen. Hansen came off the wall, off the end boards, came out in front. Nobody expected him to shoot it. He fired it in on goal, and Copley surrenders the fifth goal of the night on just what will be the 24th shot of the night, it appears. We'll see if the goal is assisted here. And we'll see what they say here. Well, they say Gerard Hansen. They have Kevin Morris, by the way, on the other goal. And instead of that of Gerard Hansen on that first goal, I thought I had Hansen down for a second goal. Hard to say because they have Hrabowski still on the goal for the Storm on that second goal. It should be Vecchione. So don't know if I can trust the score sheet tonight. Here's the puck now up the left wing side. Now darted away here. Storm trying to keep it away. 5-2 is the score with 20 seconds left. So what was a very tight game, 2-2 entering the third. Three goals here in the third for Dubuque. And they pull away as the Storm will lose after scoring the first goal of the night. As Sins now has it, 8 seconds left. Storm now will drop to 1-1-0 on the season while Dubuque improves to 1-1-0. And this game will go to an end. And the fans, for the first time this season in Dubuque, will have a celebration of a win. And the coaches get together and shake hands after the game, of course. And the Storm tonight losing by the final of 5-2. As we'll see on the recap of all the goals here in the evening, if any of them get changed. But they have Kevin Morris from TJ Moore and Tyler Lundy. Not sure if that is right. I believe Gerard Hansen got 2 goals, not Kevin Morris. And they also screwed up on that of Vecchione should get the goal instead of Hrabowski. So we'll see here on the New West 3 Stars of the night, as well as the Den Popper Grinder tonight coming up on the Old Chicago postgame show. All that still coming up and more as the Storm tonight losing by the final of 5-2 at the Mystique Ice Center, where the Storm now are 3-4-0 lifetime against the Dubuque Fighting Saints, and losing here tonight as the Storm looking for that first win against the Mystique Ice Center will have to wait at least another season. Again, the final 5-2 from Dubuque. We'll come back, talk about it on the Old Chicago postgame show next, right here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings.
Dreaming of upgrading your car? Get there with great auto loan rates from Platte Valley State Bank. The open road awaits. Find a vehicle that is dependable, fuel efficient, and equipped to help you explore. So whether it's your first car or you're just changing out your existing wheels, Platte Valley State Bank has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% annual percentage rate. See a personal banker for complete details or apply online at pvsb.com. Don't delay. This offer won't last long. Platte Valley State Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
We all make bad choices in life. Eating Aunt Betty's latest meatloaf recipe, jumping a new bike over a flimsy plywood ramp, or picking up a hitchhiker in a bright orange jumpsuit. We can't help you with a lot of bad decisions, but Vero Wireless can help you make the smart choice in smartphones. Right now, buy one BlackBerry Curve or Motorola XT720 Android smartphone and get another of the same model free. But supplies are limited, so hitch a ride to Vero Wireless, where the smart choice is your choice. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
The Tri-City Storm has pink ice.
Check it out.
Saturday, October 15th, the Storm battle the Chicago Steel.
And it's pink in the rink night.
In support of breast cancer awareness.
The Storm will be in special jerseys.
And the ice will be pink.
For the first time ever.
You gotta see it to believe it.
Plus, catch another rockin' runs of post game skate.
With free ice skating.
Purchase your tickets before the day of the game and save $1 on each ticket.
Tri-City Storm Hockey.
It's the number one party in town.
And Saturday, October 15th.
It's pink in the rink night.
Learn more at stormhockey.com.
Tri-City Storm Hockey,
presented by Viero.
So what does a good time sound like?
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah. Here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. Bud Light. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
This is the Old Chicago post-game show.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Barry.
And welcome everybody to the Old Chicago post-game show. Old Chicago is the place where Storm fans go before and after the games with the best selection of food for the whole family. It's the best place to hang out with other fans. Old Chicago, eat, drink, and be yourself. The final tonight, Storm losing to the defending Clark Cup champions by the count, 5-2. We'll talk about it here in a second. As the Dubuque Fighting Saints used three goals in the third period to pull away by the count of 5-2. It was a tough game for the Storm, who came out with the right kind of game plan, but late in the hockey game, it got awfully tough to play with the speed there of Dubuque, who could score in a hurry, and they did so tonight once again. This is a very good Dubuque Fighting Saints team, folks. If you have not seen them play this season, you will have a chance March 24th. But this is a team here, as we try to get some corrections here. I apologize. The scoring corrections here tonight will have to take place later, as they have it all wrong here at the Mystique Ice Center. In fact, two goals possibly in question as the goal scorers. Michael Vecchione scored, not John Roboski, back in the second. And I don't think that of Kevin Moore scored. I believe it was Gerard Hansen who got his second goal of the game. TJ Moore, who looked to get a couple assists here tonight. We'll see the official on that there. But TJ Moore had a total of three assists here this evening. We'll talk about him in just a second on the newest three stars of the night. But again, the final here, it is a score of 5-2. Let's get to that here now as we take a look here with all these corrections. All right, going back to the first period as we recap this entire hockey game, 7:44 in, and Nick Lappin from Tyler Ambergy. That would start the scoring off for the Storm. Ambergy's first assist as a member of the Storm once again. Nick Lappin's first goal of the year, and the Storm had a 1-0 lead after one. But in the second period, Dubuque shorthanded, 4:57 in, Tyler Lundy from TJ Moore. That would get the Dubuque Fighting Saints on the board, and that would get them to open the scoring shorthanded. And then just, well, 6 minutes and 8 seconds later, Gergensens would get his first of two goals tonight from Eric Freshy. That goal would make it 2-1 in favor of Dubuque. But then about a minute and 40 seconds later, it was Michael Vecchione, not John Roboski, Michael Vecchione from Tyler Ambergy. Vecchione would get the goal, and Ambergy would get his second assist of the night, the first multi-point game up for a Tri-City Storm member this season. And so it would be a 2-2 score after two periods of play. But in the third period, Zimgus Gergensen's on the power play from Teddy Doherty and Shane Sooth, 14:33 in. That would be on the power play. Dubuque then would take a 3-2 lead. Dubuque then, right after the power play is over, about 49 seconds later, it was, right now they're saying Kevin Morris, but I have Gerard Hansen with the goal. Hansen from Moore and Lundy is what we have. 15:22 in, Dubuque leads 4-2. Then Gerard Hansen, looks like it should be his second of the night, from TJ Moore, 19:11 in. And that goal would make it, that goal would then make it 5-2 as Hansen would get it. They're spinning around with 49 seconds left in the hockey game, and it would be the final there of 5-2. Shots on goal in the third period as they have it, 9-5 in favor of Dubuque overall in the hockey game. It was 24 for the Fighting Saints, 21 for the Storm, And so Phenas Copley tonight, a rough night for him, save percentage-wise, at 19 saves on 24 shots. As he will pick up the loss here tonight, Matt Morris will pick up the win, 19 saves on 21 opportunities. Let's get tonight's New West three stars of the night. New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West for the athlete and all of us. And tonight, we're going to go with the arena announced here as they gave T.J. Moore the third star of the night with three assists here tonight. So T.J. Moore, the third star, the number two star here tonight. They announced it here in the arena, and I would agree. In his first game as a member of the Storm with two assists, first multi-point game of the year. Tyler Ambergy and the number one star of the night. No doubt about it. He was spectacular in every way. Zimgus Gergensens with the game-winning goal. Two goals on the night. Zimgus Gergensens, the number one star of the evening. Let's take a look at tonight's Dent Popper Grinder of the night. The Dent Popper Grinder of the night tonight, Davey Middleton. He'll be tonight's hardest working Storm player. And of course, much like the Storm's hardest working player, the Dent Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper in Kearney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Tonight, the satisfaction of Davey Middleton's play was certainly a guarantee as well. Final tonight, again, 5-2. More coming up here on the Old Chicago Storm post-game show. In just a bit, we'll get to the Old Chicago Coaches Review following the game here tonight, as we'll be joined by Storm assistant coach Eric Fink following the loss here this evening. 5-2 the final. That's still ahead right here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armor Coating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armor Coating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
In 1981, TCBY did the impossible. They combined, that tastes so good with, oh, that's so good for you. The result? Real dairy frozen yogurt goodness that's low in fat, high in calcium and vitamin D, with 7 live active cultures. That's TCBY, the country's best yogurt.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find their lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
This is the Storm Radio Network.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Once again, here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Berry.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Old Chicago postgame show. We move into the Old Chicago Coaches Review, where tonight joined by Storm assistant coach Eric Fink. And coach, tonight, the Storm losing by the final of 5-2. You had a game plan coming into tonight. It looked very good, especially in the first 40 minutes, with the exception, of course, of a, 6 minutes collapse there, I guess, so to speak, in that second period. And then, of course, in the third period, it did not quite stay that way with that power play there for Dubuque. But overall, your guys' game plan executed early very well. Just talk about that and some of the things you saw out of your club early.
Well, I thought we broke the puck out well tonight. The first 3-4 minutes, Dubuque did a good job at bottling us up, maybe in the first, and then the rest, 16 minutes there after the puck drop, I thought we got out pretty well, you know, and the forwards did a good job creating chances. We get those two breakaways right away. Kenny Brooks not quite able to finish. Tyler Amberge, a great pass to Lapp in there, who was able to finish. We go in with a 1-0 lead. Second period, we thought we played pretty well too. You know, I mean, we give up those two goals there. One we let down a little bit shorthanded, and special teams really weren't on tonight, so a little bit of a theme. But overall, our biggest focus was trying to break the puck out better than we did against them in the preseason, and we did execute that well.
It's always a worry when a guy goes back to play his former club that maybe he has too much emotion and he doesn't play as well, or he plays really great. And I think tonight, safe to say that Tyler Ambergy played very well. Two assists, and both of which key assists. I mean, he springs, obviously, Nick Lappin, like you said, on that goal, and then, of course, finds Vecchione up the wing on the Storm's second goal as Vecchione gets his first career USHL goal. What you saw out of that from a defenseman? You talk about a guy who has experience, 5 years of junior hockey, and certainly got some good experience playing for the development program on basically how to break pucks out of his own zone. From what you saw tonight, what kind of a addition is he to the back end?
Intensity. I mean, he's so intense out on the ice and on the bench. I mean, he wanted to win tonight real bad. And it's the same situation anytime a player ends up getting moved. And, you know, fortunately for Tyler, he played fantastic tonight. He was able to do it here in front of, you know, family, friends. We feel real good for him. We're really happy to have him on our side here. But to answer your question in one word, it's intensity.
Again, Tyler Ambergy, tonight's New West 3 stars, number 2 star of the evening, Davey Middleton. I would not be wise to not ask about him, because I do think he was a guy that deserves a lot of recognition. Drew penalties, was physical. He's a completely different player than he was at the start of last year for the Storm before he went off to, obviously, Topeka. And in a lot of ways, he's a completely different player than he was at the start of this year from training camp till now. What kind of player do you think Davey Middleton's becoming?
Well, he's becoming much better with the puck. You know, there's two ways guys can go. And, you know, when he was with us last year, it was right around February, we moved him down to Topeka in the North American League. And the hope was that he could go down there, get more ice time, and come back ready for this year. And they did a great job with him down there. And Davey played, I mean, he plays hard. He protects the puck well. He handles the puck better now. The same kind of maturity you'd see out of a player that plays 2 years in this league. Davey hasn't missed a beat in going down to the North American League and coming back. He still looks like, you know, he played a full year. He's a 2-year veteran. And, you know, he played fantastic tonight.
Again, he is the Storm assistant coach, Eric Fink, with me here on the Old Chicago Coaches Review, right here on the Old Chicago post-game show, where the Storm losing tonight by the final of 5-2. And, you know, in a lot of ways, you can be awfully frustrated with losses like this. But considering that where the Storm were at the Fall Classic to this point, I mean, outside of the last really 5 minutes of the hockey game, the Storm are out shooting Dubuque, and it was a completely different game. I guess, are you guys pleased with the guys? What kind of reaction do you guys as a coaching staff have with the guys in the locker room after the game?
Well, I mean, we're pleased with the progress that we've made, but we don't go into any game expecting to lose or hoping to lose. So, you know, the goal is obviously to come into every game and to win. And, you know, not only that, but you do want to make that progress. And Coach Shinnick put it well, I thought, in the locker room afterwards. You know, to a team that we didn't get a shot on goal for in the second period last time we played them 2 weeks ago, we've narrowed the gap. And I think the guys see it. And the most important thing is that they do recognize that. They realize that they're getting better. It's tough for them to understand that. You know, on an insider's perspective, like they have, you know, we're a little bit on the outside. We can look in and we can see it. And fans at home can do the same thing. So tonight, you know, we were proud of the progress that we've made. But, you know, we, like I said, we're here to win. And that's what the guys, we got to try and establish that that mindset. And when we get that, you know, I think we're going to have a tough team here.
Absolutely. Again, he is the Storm assistant coach, Eric Fink, with me here on the Old Chicago Coaches Review following the game here tonight. Storm losing 5-2, preparing for Des Moines tomorrow night. Des Moines, of course, here tonight, losing 5-3 at Green Bay. They've got the longer travel to go back home. The Storm, of course, will travel tomorrow. A little bit different. Most of the time, last year, Coach, you handling a lot of the travel arrangements would basically wait or to go right after the game and leave to go to the next town. This year you decided, well, with this game, we'll just wait overnight here and then head out tomorrow. Your last question, how do you expect that to be kind of the big adjustment? How can that help the Storm?
Well, I don't know if it's going to help the Storm. You know, I think, you know, when we made the decision, I guess, it's a 3-hour drive. It's really no different than Omaha. Maybe it's a little bit longer, maybe 3.5. We can break it up with a meal at 2:30, which is usually the time that we eat pregame. And guys can hop back on the bus. They usually take a nap after that anyways, so they're going to have that opportunity to do that. And you know, usually we're the team on the flip side of it. You know, Coach always says you play on the road, you got to drive home and play an away game. And you know what? Des Moines doing it. So we got to make sure we take advantage, though. I mean, we can't rest on that. We've got to come out hard and battle, and you know, that's what we're expecting.
Coach, appreciate it as always. Best of luck preparing for tomorrow night's game.
Thanks, Kevin.
There you go. Again, the assistant coach, Eric Fink, joining me here on the Old Chicago Coaches Review on the Old Chicago post-game show. Storm again losing here tonight by the final of 5-2. Let's take a look at our final look at that Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard update. Think hassle-free, thinkmidway.com. And, well, it is the final from Ann Arbor. Team USA's under-17s losing 5-3 to the Indiana Ice, who captured the victory there. Again, Green Bay beating Des Moines 5-3, the final from the Resch Center in Green Bay. Cedar Rapids in the third period, 3:09 left, looking like they're going to beat Muskegon. 4-2 is the score, while Fargo in a shootout over Omaha at the Omaha Civic Auditorium, beating the Omaha Lancers 1-0 the score. It was Lincoln on home ice, losing to the Waterloo Blackhawks 4-3 the final. While in the third period, it's Youngstown over Chicago right now, 2-0 the score. That game, again, 8:50 left there in the third period. That's our final look at that Midway Auto Group scoreboard update. Again, tomorrow night we'll be on Classic Hits 98.9 FM with the Vieira Wireless pregame show at 6:45 p.m. on the Storm Radio Network, as the Storm will play at the Des Moines Buccaneers in Urbandale, Iowa. You can join us again right here on the Storm Radio Network, again on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. We won't be back on the breeze, well, for a little bit here, as we'll come back onto the breeze. Well, it'll be a couple weeks from now, as we'll be back here on, well, what will be Friday, October 21st, as the Storm will host the Indiana Ice. And, of course, the next two games on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Don't forget, you can catch all the updates at stormhockey.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/SkipBerryHockey. Sign up and become a follower here today. Also, if you have a chance, you might have had a chance to win a TCBY gift card if you knew who the player of the period was. And tonight, that's up on Facebook right now, on the Tri-City Storm Facebook account. And, well, good news is we do have a winner, and the winner will be announced there on Facebook. And a few people selecting the same player, but the first one, of course, selecting it, and that person will be the winner here tonight. More information, of course, coming up on the Facebook page as well as stormhockey.com. Don't forget, play Pink in the Rink night next Saturday night. You can get tickets online at stormhockey.com. And, of course, getting more details on that as well tomorrow night from Buccaneer Arena. Well, folks, we hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Know you're disappointed with the result. Storm losing here tonight by the final of 5-2. Hopefully tomorrow night we can close out this road trip with a victory and go back home with the Storm with a winning record. That is the hope as the Storm travel to Urbandale, Iowa tomorrow afternoon to take on the Buccaneers for the first time this season. I want to thank a few people on the broadcast, by the way. The head coach and general manager of the Storm, Drew Schenick, before the game, as well as thoughts after one tonight with my guest, assistant coach Josh Howgie, and, of course, assistant coach Eric Fink here in the post game, as well as the director of hockey operations for the Dubuque Fighting Saints, Adam Micheletti, for Inside the Booth. Also want to thank again here tonight Brad Beam back at the KLIQ studios. Appreciate his time, as always, engineering tonight's broadcast back there and giving us quick updates as well with the weather in central Nebraska. So on behalf of everyone at Storm Hockey, this is Skip Berry saying good night and happy hockey, everyone. And we'll tune in tomorrow night, hopefully with a victory against the Buccaneers.
You've been listening to the Storm Radio Network on the Breeze 94.5 FM.
This is Storm head coach and general manager Drew Schenick. The Storm Radio Network would like to thank the following sponsors for their support. Vieira Wireless, we are where you are. Old Chicago, eat, drink, and be yourself. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney. We don't sell volume, we sell quality. Midway Auto Group. Visit them online at thinkmidway.com. Platte Valley State Bank and Trust Company, your financial center. TCBY, the country's best yogurt. Complete Nutrition. Look better, feel better, perform better. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, for the athlete in all of us. Stadler Implant in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get. Bud Light, the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Coca-Cola, live positively. Applebee's, eating good in the neighborhood. The Dent Popper, your satisfaction is guaranteed. And Yellow Book and yellowbook360.com. For the latest news and information about the Storm, visit www.stormhockey.com. Again, this is Storm head coach and general manager Drew Schenick. Thank you for listening to the Storm Radio Network.
The Tri-City Storm has pink ice.
Check it out.
Saturday, October 15th.
The Storm battled the Chicago Steel.
And it's pink in the rink night.
In support of breast cancer awareness.
The Storm will be in special jerseys.
And the ice will be pink.
For the first time ever.
You gotta see it to believe it.
Plus, catch another rockin' runs of post-game skate.
With free ice skating.
Purchase your tickets before the day of the game and save $1 on each ticket.
Tri-City Storm Hockey.
It's the number one party in town.
And Saturday, October 15th.
It's pink in the rink night.
Learn more at stormhockey.com.
Tri-City Storm Hockey.
Presented by the Arrow.
This is the sound of a Yellow Book print ad working for Rincon Vista Veterinary Center.
Drop it.
And Yellow Book search engine marketing working for their business.
Next.
And a YellowBook.com online video ad running smoothly. The thing is, with Yellow Book's full spectrum of marketing tools, small businesses like Rincon Vista Veterinary Center can hear the sound of success. Yellow Book 360. Go beyond yellow. Call 1-800-YB-YELLOW or visit YellowBook360.com today.
Do you want to get ripped?
The number one nutrition store for sports nutrition is Complete Nutrition. If you're looking to build complete muscle or burn fat, we carry the strongest, most effective products in the industry. Stop by and pick up one of our five new hardcore muscle building products. Our customers are consistently putting on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle and dramatically increasing their strength. These products are the real deal, so get them while you can.
Get them at Complete Nutrition.
No gimmicks, just quality products that deliver results. Be the next guy to pack on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle. For a limited time only, stop by Complete Nutrition today and find out how to get the pre-workout Jack 3D absolutely free. That's right, get your favorite pre-workout, including the popular Jack 3D, absolutely free. Complete Nutrition. Look better,
feel better,
perform better.
Complete Nutrition is located north of 39th Street on 2nd Avenue in Kearney and one block south of Conestoga Mall on Allen Drive in Grand Island. Look better, feel better, perform better. Complete Nutrition of Kearney and Grand Island.